This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
There are laws against this.
Nuji.
I kind of got tingly.
Peter.
It's this, bitch.
Charlie.
I'm smarter than you, for sure.
And Jeffrey.
Please.
Streaming on roverradio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
What's happening? It is Wednesday, May 2nd, 2018. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Doogie is, she here?
Yeah.
I think it's frozen.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Doogie is here.
Changes.
Okay, all right.
Good morning, sir.
She's in the main studio. Nads is in the fart box in the main studio, and we are on board Rolling Glory 1. Charlie is here.
Hi.
Snitzer is here.
Hey, man.
Dieter is here.
Yo.
Jeffrey is here.
Yo, what's up?
Yo. And you're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837. What is that noise?
Oh, twice I heard that.
This?
What?
Do you hear this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm in queue.
I think you have it set up incorrectly or something.
No, I'm in queue.
Now it's off.
You hear that?
No.
All I did was put it back in queue.
Okay, all right. 866-YO-ROVER is the number to reach us. 866-967-6837. That's how you call into the show. You can also text us at that number. That comes on board in real time. You can tweet us. Just put at Rover Radio in your tweet. That also comes on board in real time. But the best way is to give us a call, 866-YO-ROVER. We will get to your email in just a moment. Doogie is going to fly down and meet us in Florida. She's flying out today. And we are currently in Savannah, Georgia, on board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. Jeffrey, you haven't been to Savannah, have you?
I've heard about Savannah, but it's my first time here.
All right. They filmed parts of Forrest Gump here, I believe.
Yeah, the park bench scene where Forrest makes the famous quote. He goes, "Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get."
Uh-huh.
That famous quote. And there was a couple other scenes that were also, you know, as the movie progresses. It was I thought Forrest Gump was a really good movie.
All right.
You've seen it? You've seen the whole thing?
Yes, I've seen the whole thing.
Okay.
It's where the most amazing visual effect is where they took Tom Hanks and interspersed the character in the historical footage of some of the major events of the 20th century.
Speaking of movies, a guy says that there's no way Jeffrey saw Avengers, but this is a fraud.
Oh, no.
He's trying to perpetrate on us didn't really go see the movie because of a couple of things he said in his review. It sounds like he didn't watch it, according to this guy. He says, after listening to the Avengers Infinity War review based on everything that Jeffrey said, it sounds like he didn't watch it. And yesterday he topped it off when he said Captain America wasn't in it. I knew his review was very suspicious. He also claimed he saw the final scene. Is that correct? You saw the final?
Yeah, but it's also, the final scene is also the end of the movie, and I was trying very hard not to spoil
with this
that.
Movie,
uh-huh.
But the final scene is the end of the movie.
And how long, I mean, did you wait after credits for the
yeah,
final?
And it showed in the after credit scene, it showed Samuel L. Jackson's
character. Whoa, is this a spoiler alert?
No, it just gives, it's a giveaway that there's going to be a sequel.
All right, here, question number one, who died first
good.
In the movie?
Good.
First person killed.
little test here.
Oh, God.
Oh, this is I didn't
think this
question.
Was ever going to come up.
You just saw it.
I know I just saw it. If I can remember.
I didn't think this was ever going to come
You're
up.
Right. you do movie reviews.
I know, but sometimes after I'm done with doing the movie reviews, I just forget about it.
Oh, so then you delete it out of your brain?
Wow.
Yeah, I sort of deleted out of my brain.
You bleach bit your brain?
WrestleMania 3, how many people were there?
That's easy. I've been saying that for years.
How many?
93,173.
Okay. Uh-huh. And you just saw this movie how long ago?
Back on Sunday.
Sunday. So 4 days.
So
who died first?
Oh, God.
It's very easy.
I mean, is this like the opening scene or whatever? Somebody dies?
Oh, yeah. Thor dies first.
Okay. Wow.
No.
No.
It's incorrect.
Whoa.
Why would you say that?
I don't know. I watch a movie, tell you what it's about, whether or not I but like it, and there
I'm
you go.
I'm really doubting it, too, because Thor...
Everyone thought Thor died, but he didn't.
Jeez. Yeah, does a main actor die in this? Is that what you're saying to me? Thor doesn't live?
Well, everyone thought... I mean, he gets a crap beat out of him.
Okay, but he lives.
Yeah.
But then everyone thought he died, but he didn't.
Who
because
is the first person killed in this movie? Very first on-screen death.
Oh, God.
Funny, Dieter, funny.
But tell us what
you...
I mean, I, at the moment, I can't remember. So I mean, my memory is... Okay.
Who said, oh, if we are using our made-up names, I am...
Oh. Let's see... I mean, I saw the movie, but I can't remember half the stuff that this guy's coming up with. So.
That's your basic question.
Who said the quote, oh, if we are using our made-up names, I am...
I think that was Doctor Strange.
Nope, incorrect.
But, okay, and what's weird is, out of all the characters in the Marvel Universe, there's only one person that doesn't have a made-up name and only uses their real name.
Dr. Stephen Strange.
It is Dr. Strange, so he wouldn't say the phrase, if we're using our made-up names, because
He doesn't have a made-up name.
That's the first name that popped in my head. So,
But out of all the characters you could have picked right there.
All right.
Hey, I'm sorry.
Who got stood up at dinner?
Oh, this is easy.
Got stood up at dinner... he got me.
He didn't see this movie, did he?
0-3.
He didn't see this movie, did he?
Well, I got the receipt in my wallet,
but that doesn't mean you actually saw the movie.
I saw it at the Capitol Theater, and it was the 7 o'clock showing.
Yeah, but you could just pick a time.
I mean,
I went.
I have a ticket to prove it.
Have you guys? Do you guys know the answer to these questions?
I believe the first one.
Well, hold on. Okay,
Oh, you just go through all of them. I think I can answer.
There's still more.
Oh yeah, we have to keep going.
I'll answer the first three then.
Well, why don't you do that at the end? I don't want to give out any clues, perhaps. Right. How did a monster lose his hand?
It was let's see, how did the monster lose? Oh, you mean the hand? They tried to rip the glove off him, but that didn't exactly work. And then Thor had this axe that was able to. Chop the hand off.
That's incorrect.
Oh, my. 0-4?
Who stowed away on the spaceship?
I'm just going
to... That part, I don't know how you're missing that.
Yeah, that's...
That Iron was Man. A big part.
Who stowed away on the spaceship?
Iron Man.
Iron Man, incorrect. Who snapped their fingers?
I don't know, so there you go.
What?
Oh.
I'm just giving up because I know I saw the movie, but I can't answer fingers? All the questions. So,
who snapped their fingers?
You got me.
I don't know how you missed.
He didn't. He didn't see this movie.
You
did
didn't
he?
See this movie.
No, he didn't no see way. It. Is that? I mean, I haven't seen this movie, and I got as many correct as Jeffrey.
So I can answer those questions for you.
Okay. Yes. Who died first?
Some of them are huge spoilers. So go through them. We'll go through them in 30 seconds. All right.
Who died first?
Loki.
That's actually who second person killed.
Oh, I don't. Who's the first?
Random black guy.
Oh, we're talking. I thought you said main characters.
No, just
no. It's a black guy with the wings.
No, that guy doesn't. No,
he said random black guy.
It's not. But he already told the guy with the wings isn't a random black guy. And it's at the very. It's way at the other end of the movie.
Okay. Who said, if we are using our made-up names, I am?
Spider-Man.
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 Who got stood up at dinner?
Pepper Plops.
Yeah.
You should know that, Jeff.
How did a monster lose his hand?
I don't know what he's talking about.
It's when the one that portal closed and the guy's arm was still...
That's correct. Doctor Strange closed the portal. Who stowed away on the spaceship?
Spider-Man.
And who snapped their fingers?
Thanos.
That's right. You actually saw the movie.
The whole entire movie is about this guy. Is he going to snap his finger? Mm-hmm. That's the movie.
So in other words, there's no way you could see that movie and not know that question.
It's the whole point of him getting the glove.
Jeffrey, explain this to
him. Hey, look, I didn't want to give away spoiler.
Come on, that's incorrect. You're lying.
I'm not lying because
Jeffrey, you knew all of those answers.
I would answer
Jeffrey,
one of those
don't
questions.
BS.
I'm talking.
You knew all of those answers, and you just didn't want to give out any spoilers.
That's right.
That's what you're telling us.
That's what I'm telling
you. Huge liar.
Where are you going? You're walking off the bus? We're in Georgia.
Yeah, where you walk back?
I'm trying to make a point here because you would ask me a question, I would answer it, and then everyone gets mad because it's spoiler alert.
You can say spoiler alert.
Charlie just answered all of those questions. No one got mad at him.
And I also said beforehand, these are going to be some spoilers. So there's a way to do it.
Well,
I don't know how you don't get that last one. Well, maybe you don't remember when Spider-Man says, if we're using our fake names, it's a single line.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to remember the first person that died and who snapped their fingers. Those are the two big parts of the movie. You're going to remember that. Who stowed away?
Spider-Man.
It's too late.
Charlie answered it already.
There's a whole scene. Spider-Man, the spaceship's going up and Spider-Man's on the outside. And you're like, oh, my God, he's going to space, but he's on the outside. Is he going to die?
Uh-huh.
It takes 5 minutes for this whole scene to play out. So it's no like question if who the stowaway is. Uh-huh. It's very obvious. I mean, it's a big part. And then he's stuck in space.
So what is the explanation? Did he go with someone?
I think it's happening in front of him. Like, I do think he sits there. I don't think he pays attention at all. But he's on his phone or something.
This is the biggest blockbuster of all time.
Asleep. He's asleep. Did you fall asleep?
No, I didn't fall asleep.
Did you go with somebody?
No.
Were you on your phone?
Did you meet anyone on my phone?
No, I didn't anyone there either.
No one? You were by yourself?
I was by myself. Because I was just coming back from my wrestling show to catch this movie.
Something fishy's going on.
Something fishy.
I mean, there's no other explanation, right?
He didn't get any of them right.
That's a lot of questions wrong, right?
Not one.
Jeff, you can admit that's a lot of questions wrong.
Well, whatever. Hey, it happens, man.
Okay. Any other movie, he can memorize the entire movie.
Yeah.
What kind of car were the Blues Brothers driving?
1974 Dodge Sedan.
When was the last time you seen that?
Not long ago.
More than four days ago? Oh, a few years ago. So you remember that, but not a movie you saw 4 days ago.
Oh, hey.
Thank God I'm not paying. I used to pay for his movies all the time, but thank God I'm not. He would just pocket that. I don't know what he's doing. He's either getting the ticket so he can prove, and then he's going out with some...
No.
With that old bat or something? Or,
no.
Yeah, were you...
No, I wasn't. I was at the Capitol Theater.
Right,
I wasn't with nobody.
Do you guys think...
Yes, you were with somebody.
You were with everybody.
No, I wasn't with anybody.
Yes, Doogie.
Do you think that he's not going because you're not paying? Like, why should I pay with my own money?
No, because when I was paying, we'd have these same questions.
That's true.
You get them wrong.
That's true.
So, let's see here.
I mean, we can shelve the whole segment and try and come up with something else.
What are your ideas?
I don't know. You guys have all the ideas. I don't. I'm not the most creative person.
I think that maybe that's Rover. If he presented a new idea once a week, a new segment that he tries out,
mm-hmm.
till we find the one that he's good at, and it's up to him to come up with, be interested.
How many years do we have?
Endless amount of time.
Okay.
Miscellaneous Mondays.
Yeah.
Funny.
Find out Jeffrey's new segment every week.
Let's see here. Nick writes, "Yo, Rover. I had a question about Roverfest. This will be my first time going, even though I'm a longtime listener. I recently got an RMG Plus subscription so I can contribute to Nads' drug addiction. Charlie's Girlfriend's Dildo Collection, Jeffrey's Songs and Suds, and Snitz's Cancer Fund. I just would like some details on the cabanas at Roverfest. Example, how many people does it hold? How much? How close to the stage? Please let me know as a first-time attendee of Roverfest. Cabanas, I believe, are 10 people. They are not real close to the stage. They're in the back, actually. And I believe it costs their own...
Depends, doesn't it?
Waitress and stuff. Depends on what, dude?
Doesn't it depend on what the bands are and what the ticket price is? Like, have you established what the price is yet?
I have not, okay. But I was just going to give a historical reference, dude.
Okay.
I believe that the cabanas have been around $1,000, I think, for 10 people. So it's $100 a person if you split it up. B writes, oh, that's not worth reading. It's about Doogie and her big forehead. Okay. Sean writes, I remember when Rover called out the news for always saying right, and that made me start to notice it. It turns out no one says right as much as Rover, at least 10 times per show.
Right?
Brian writes, you guys mentioned the Olsen girl bitching about her outfit in Avengers. Take a look at the outfit that she wore to the premiere. Oh, is this the girl? Is it Elizabeth Olsen, the sister of the Olsen twins? And she had this outfit, and she said that it was too low cut, and no one else had to wear that. She was offended by that or something. This guy says, look at what she wore to the premiere. Do we have a photo of that?
I did not star that, so no, I did not send that.
Yeah, I found it.
Oh. Just all right, let's look at this. Hang on 1 second while Snitz gets us ready.
Who's she, Scarlet Witch?
Yeah, Scarlet Witch.
What are her powers?
Exactly.
Jeffrey, what are her powers, Scarlet Witches?
Oh, God.
Who's she dating in the movie?
Saying that?
Okay, who's she dating in the movie, and what are her powers?
I don't think I remember that one.
I mean, it's a huge part. God. Once you see her, you'll know who she's dating. If you don't know who she's dating, then we have a real problem.
Here's what she was wearing at the premiere.
Oh, yeah. Cleavage down to the belly button.
Oh, yeah. You can even see underboob.
Yeah. Oh, the one that I had was a different photo.
Jeffrey, who's she dating?
And she had even a more revealing dress on. But regardless, I don't think you can really complain about your outfit in the movie if you're wearing the same stuff to the movie premiere. And that's of your own free will. She could have worn a turtleneck. Who is she dating?
I don't remember now.
In the movie?
Yeah.
Isn't it a big plot point?
It's a huge plot point. It seems like even you know.
I heard something and I didn't see the movie.
Or you guys went and saw the movie and know all the stuff too. No, so
I didn't. So Charlie I did go see the movie.
Yeah. I didn't go, but I heard.
So did you? That's the thing, Jeffrey. You're claiming you saw this movie.
I didn't go to see the movie to prank you. I went there just and enjoyed it and watched.
That's
it.
That's all I did. That's I went and enjoyed and watched it. And just
put her up again and see if. How do you not know who this woman's dating in the movie? It's a huge part.
Do you remember her in the movie? Or is this a prank?
She's Scarlet Witch. I can't remember.
What's her powers?
Something to do with, I don't know, just rays come out of her hand. I can't remember. So once I review the movie, I erase it. It's bleach from my brain.
Oh, come on.
Why?
Why did you say
know.
That to
Why do you bleach it?
Yes.
I don't know. And the whole thing.
He's kind of right with the rays come out of her hand. She has like a red ball kind of. That she can manipulate.
In the
Who is she dating? Man, this is easy.
Oh, this is easy. Oh, you think it's easy? I don't know.
I'd say they dedicate about a half hour to the movie to just their
half
relationship.
An hour.
Just their relationship.
Yeah.
This lady and a different person's relationship.
Who's she dating, Jeffrey?
If I had to make a guess, I know I'm going to get it wrong.
But
anyway,
you wouldn't actually have to make a guess because you saw the movie 4 days ago.
Yeah, but usually after Monday, that's after I talk about the movie and everything.
It's impossible.
Like, nobody can delete something from their brain. That's not a thing that you can actually do.
I don't know.
Take a guess.
Iron Man? That's all I can think. That's, you know.
Obviously, Iron Man dating Pepper Potts.
Okay. Well, see, I that's the thing. I'm not that familiar with the whole Marvel Universe thing.
Who is a red-haired, I believe, Gwyneth Paltrow. Uh-huh. Right? Right?
Sister? Yeah, Paltrow. Yeah, the guy with the red bodysuit, and he's the human computer.
The guy?
Oh, yeah. So that Scarlet Witch is dating the superhero Paltrow. So yeah. We've got it. Shut it down. Jeffrey's seen the movie. I'm sorry. I apologize. Yes. Uh-huh. Very famous. Iron Man's dating Pepper Potts. And
who's played by?
I don't. Actress escapes my memory. Uh-huh. But Scarlet Witch is dating Paltrow, the all-knowing machine robot with a diamond in his head, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love him.
Let's see here. You know what? We're out of time. I've got to take a break. Doogie, we have the shizzy coming up, the news. What do you have on the way?
A man from Tampa ended up getting a DUI because he was going through a bank drive-thru. What did he do in that drive-thru? I'll have details for you next.
Let me go to Matt. You're on Rover's Morning Glory before I take a break. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. Wanted to say I saw Jeffrey at the Capitol Theater on Sunday at 10 o'clock. Hmm? He said,
Your phone started to cut out.
I'm sorry. I said I saw Jeffrey at the Capitol Theater at 7 o'clock on Sunday. He sat like 6 seats away from me.
So he was there?
He was there.
Was he by himself?
Yeah, he was by himself. I don't know if he fell asleep or not. I didn't check up on him.
He must have. He must have fallen asleep, Matt, because the questions, if you heard me ask those questions, did you know the answers to all of those? Because you just saw the movie 4 days ago as well.
I could rattle off the answers like nothing.
Yeah. So
it's not like it's a boring movie, Rover. That's what I don't get.
He
it's
fell asleep. He must have fallen asleep. Must have.
How can you during this movie?
Jeffrey, did you fall asleep?
No, I didn't fall asleep at all. I try to follow it as best I can.
That you don't know the answers to any of those questions.
Oh, let's see. Even though I saw the movie 4 days ago, I just forgot to retain the information.
You forgot to retain the information.
Yeah, in case you guys are going to ask me. So now I got to find a way to retain the information about the movie better. Mm-hmm. So
where were we at yesterday?
You guys were in, we were in Whitefield, Virginia.
Did you need to know that information?
No, but I was always, always curious.
But you somehow
remember
that.
You got to remember, Rover, one of my idiosyncrasies was my retention of useless information.
Except for a movie you just saw 4 days ago.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like you don't have that.
I don't have that. Well, I don't have the ability to retain the, I guess I retain the wrong kind of information. I guess that's why I told you my brain is dyslexic.
But you remember movies all the time.
Not all the movies.
You speak in movie lines.
Yeah, him and Data the whole time.
You woke up and when you were making coffee this morning, I heard the same movie line for the 100th time. This is the only thing on this godforsaken mudball we call Earth, which is from some movie. What movie is that?
License to Drive.
License to Drive.
I wanted Charlie to guess that without you giving it away.
Oh, shoot.
So.
All right, let me take a break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. It's not your normal radio show. These guys are traveling around the country, broadcasting from a bus. Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
We are live in Savannah, Georgia, on board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Center. Stop by one of their full-service restaurants they have inside many of the TA and Petro Stopping Centers. Country Pride inside TA and Iron Skillet inside Petro Stopping Centers. They have great food. And all over the country, no matter where you are, you can always find a TA or a Petro Stopping Center close by. We are on board Rolling Glory 1 on our way to West Palm Beach, Florida. where we'll be spending the next few days. We'll be there tomorrow morning. Doogie's flying down to join us. She's going to have the shizzy in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
A man got a DUI. This is out of Tampa, Florida. So he got a DUI because he was at the bank drive-thru. Why did he get a DUI? I'll tell you next.
All right, we will get to that in just a moment. So we'll be in West Palm Beach starting tomorrow. We'll be there the rest of the week. And I know we will have some sort of a fan meetup while we're in West Palm Beach. I don't know where or when, but we will get to that. In fact, hopefully, I don't know if we can find that out today and start talking about that. I don't know what day we're going to do it. I don't know. We'll figure that out. But we want to be able to meet up with you, say hello, and hang out, have a couple of drinks. We'll do that while we're down in West Palm, and we'll give you the details on that coming up. But first, the shizzy. Are you ready, Doogie?
Let's do it.
Hear the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Well, in one of the more bizarre and stranger stories related to the Trump White House, Donald Trump's longtime doctor, Harold Bornstein, says that the president's bodyguard, an attorney with the Trump Organization, and one more man pulled off a, quote, raid. This was a raid of his offices back in February of last year, and they ended up taking 35 years worth of Trump's medical records. So we're not sure if any laws were broken. The White House did just brush this off.
If they broke into the guy's office, they did not break in. Stole Trump's
They didn't break in.
What'd they do?
They walked in, caused kind of a ruckus. They demanded all of the files. From what I heard, the copy machine was broken, and they ended up taking every single file, the original records. They didn't set up a transfer. Like, if I'm going to a different hospital.
Did the doctor hand this over willingly, or did they say, give this to me or else?
I don't know if they said, give it to me or else, but he said it was very contentious. It wasn't a, hey, can you transfer my records over kind of thing? I'll come pick it up. He said they ambushed me.
I don't see why you can't go and get your own files. I don't understand. Like, this doctor was a little weird, if you remember. He went on TV or maybe just told people that Trump was taking a hair medication. He's revealing what Trump's...
Well, he put that in a letter after he gave his glowing...
Yeah, but he also
physical review saying he would be the most physically fit president of the United States of America ever.
Yeah, of course. But I'm saying that I wouldn't want my doctor revealing that. You're taking anything. And then afterward, if he did, I would be very upset. And I might, if I had goons to send, I would send goons to go collect my records.
Yeah, but I don't think you can. I don't think they might give you a copy of your records. I don't think they're going to hand over the original records.
But it also, your doctor shouldn't be going around saying that you're taking this medicine or anything, right?
What's that, Snitz?
It's a HIPAA violation, right?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. You don't go tell people, anybody, this is any person, this is super public, hey, he's taking a hair growing medication, whatever it was, alopecia.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I don't know the details of that. I heard
that it was after he said that, 2 days after he said that, that's when they went and collected all the records. Because it seems like he probably wasn't too happy about it.
All right.
I can kind of understand that.
Going back to that letter you mentioned, Rover, that glowing review of the president, did you hear what this doctor said? He said, Trump wrote that. He goes, I told him what he couldn't say. He
obviously
dictated it, told me what to write. That all came from Trump, the glowing review. And the
right,
doctor
the
just,
most physically
right.
fit. He'll be the most physically fit person to be president of the United States ever. Right.
That's all muscle under there, Rover. Yeah.
More physically fit than Barack Obama, who's a younger man.
Who smoked, who did crack.
Crack?
In college, he admitted to smoking it.
Crack?
Crack cocaine.
Or did he do cocaine?
One of the two, I know he did.
All right.
Okay. 64 passengers were left hanging in the air for up to 2 hours after a roller coaster made an emergency stop. This was at Universal Studios in Japan. The amusement park said the flying dinosaur roller coaster's two carriages stalled right midway through. And the riders were suspended in a flying position above the ground. I would poop myself. Up to 2 hours!
And they're upside down there, douche?
That's what
this
says.
Are they straight up?
I can't see it.
Oh, man, that'd freak me out.
So you're flying position? So are you on your belly? Oh, I would freak out if I was stuck there for 2 hours. Yeah, so they were able to rescue him.
They're on their stomach.
Yeah, they're upside down.
Are they really?
Oh, upside down on their back?
I can't see.
No, standing. There's no really
clear picture. But yes, so the park did apologize. It said the problem was caused by a motor regulating device on the rails. All right, out of Tampa, Florida, a 38-year-old man was arrested on a charge of driving under the influence involving drugs or alcohol because deputies said they found him at a Bank of America drive-thru for a Taco Bell. So he's at a bank drive-thru thinking he's at Taco Bell. That's a shame.
they do look alike.
Come on.
Give the pull-up window to order.
With the yes, so he got in a little bit of trouble. The branch manager said that they saw Douglas Francisco passed out in his car, and it sat right there in the drive-up bank lane. And the manager said they started banging on his window for some time. And when he woke up, he ordered a burrito. They're like, you're not at Taco Bell. He's like, I'll take a taco, a burrito, cinnamon crisp. So they called the cops and he was arrested. Support for same-sex relationships is rising sharply among all major ethnic and racial groups and most religious groups. This is according to a new survey. It's a pretty big survey. The fact that everyone is finally on the same page where we're in support, same-sex marriage, you've said it how many times, Rover? It's like, I don't even bat an eye. Back many moons ago, it was odd. Now it doesn't even faze us. That's according to this new survey. And then speaking of same-sex marriage, how about this? Caitlyn Jenner, she is going to marry a transgender student 47 years her junior. How crazy is that?
Okay, so how old is that person?
Student.
Yes. So there is a girl that she has been, quote, just friends with. Her name is Sophia Hutchins. She is 21 years old. She's a transgender student.
Oh, my God.
And Caitlin
wait.
Is 68.
Are they?
So it's two girls getting married.
Transgender?
Yes, two girls
married. They both used to be men.
Correct.
So it's two men marrying each other.
No, it's two women marrying each other.
Now, two men, I'm saying originally born men.
Correct.
Oh, that's confusing, isn't it?
Isn't it?
No.
Okay. And she's like in college?
I don't know where they met.
If you had a picture, Jeffrey, of those two on the picture, who would you date?
Good question.
Neither of them because they're transgendered.
If you had to pick to save your whole family.
Don't even go there.
Is it Caitlin? Has she had the operation yet?
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think so.
If they've chopped it, you mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Actually, don't know. But there is a 47-year difference. So she's 68. Caitlin is 68. And her fiance is 21 years old. That's a big difference. What do you think happened 85 years ago today, in 1993? This was a big deal in Scotland.
How many years ago?
85 years ago? 1933?
Okay, you said 1993.
Oh.
I was like, that's only 15 years.
Thanks. How many years?
Oh, wait.
Huh? Yeah, how many years is that data?
1935.
That's, yeah, you're right. It's 25 years in 1993.
Right.
Nailed it. In 1933, the first sighting of the Loch Ness Monster in Scotland was reported. A couple drove by and saw an enormous animal rolling and plunging on the surface of Loch Ness. And
quickly, Caitlin did have the surgery, she said. She said, stop staring.
Boots.
I have had the genital surgery. This was in 2017.
All right.
There you go. And that's
shows you how much attention I'm paying to that.
Well, I tell you, Rover, it's not that story is not everywhere. Like back in the day when this whole transition thing happened with Bruce Jenner and Caitlyn, everybody was talking about it. Now no one's talking about it. The fact that she's going to be getting married is kind of bonkers. So that kind of died down a lot. There you go. That's the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Call 1-866-YO-ROVER.
Yo!
Operators are standing by.
Well, really, it's just Nads standing by Charlie in the fart box. Still call us, though. 1-866-967-6837.
The story about the Taco Bell, the Bank of America that the guy thought was a Taco Bell, that story's from January 19th. Why are you doing that now, Dushu?
I just got it. I didn't know it was
85
from
years ago.
Huh? Shut up, ass. Okay.
I'm just a few different people have sent me a text message saying that this is, and indeed, I did a search. January, actually, the first report I see of it here, January 17th, 2018.
Uh-oh, who submitted it?
No, it says here, I'm looking at it, it says that it was updated 10 hours ago, and it was from May 2nd, 2018. So,
was he sentenced, or was there some sort of new information on that story?
No. So how would I know that this was from... Sorry, I apologize. It does say May 2nd here, and it was, says underneath the headline, updated 10 hours ago. So, sorry about that.
And just given that the midday show in West Palm Beach, a taste of what they're in for.
Oh,
when Dougie fills in on their show in a couple of days.
Yeah, is this going to be an hour, or this is the whole show?
Well, it's the whole... Well, I thought it was going to be the whole show, although I
wait.
I was just told that the... Midday chick from their show's coming on our show for like an hour or something.
Okay. No.
That's why I couldn't see you guys both switching for 4 or 5 hours.
Wait, I'm doing the whole midday show from 10 to 2 with the penthouse. I'm in
Do
all day.
Do they know that?
Yeah, they want me
Do
there.
Do they
the
know
whole,
that?
They want me there the whole day.
The midday girl's only coming here for an hour.
No, she's coming at 7:30. She'll be there for the rest of the show.
It's not what I heard. 7:30?
Yeah, 7:38, depending on traffic. What'd you hear? Okay. J-Law, you better be there the whole show.
It's not what I heard. I had a different timeline, but I'll see if I can get that verified.
Okay.
Maybe that's the exchange rate. You know, one doogie equals four, or you know, vice versa, whatever.
4 hours of doogie is 1 hour of J-Law.
Yeah. J-Law.
Well, whatever doogie
said.
That's
what doogie just said.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I said J-Law.
It's my girl.
She is.
No, you said J-Law.
I didn't say J-Law.
She's hot. Right,
there is a family that is upset. They have a 7-year-old kid that goes to an elementary school called Lake Alfred Elementary School. She wouldn't shut up, the 7-year-old kid. So the school, the teacher sent her out. They gave her a punishment. She was forced to clean the entire floor with a toothbrush. And this went on through most of the day. She was not allowed to participate in regular classroom activities.
How old is she?
7 years old.
Okay.
And now the family is outraged by this. They say that when you send your kid to school, you think that they're going to be there learning. Well, no, they're talking too much. They also say they were not made aware of the misbehavior or the punishment that their daughter received. Well, guess what? You're not made aware of everything that your kid does when you're at school. How would a school function if they had to notify you of every...
Your daughter's out all day cleaning the floor with the dumbest instrument they could find.
Toothbrush. Yeah, it's a waste of time. Yeah,
it is a waste of time.
It's purposely a waste of time. It's done in order to make the kid realize... Oh, I don't want to do this again.
Oh.
This sucks.
It's punishment.
That's why it is punishment, Charlie. Man,
that's so stupid.
What would you have them do?
I don't know. Anything other than slave labor of cleaning something. I'm not there to clean. I don't care if I'm acting up or not. Put me in a room. Lock me in a room, I guess. Just in school suspension. Have them sit there.
That doesn't teach you anything. You want to make the kid do something that they don't want to do. That's something... That's the point of punishment.
I don't know, hire a janitor.
This is the point of disciplining a kid. You give them something they don't want to do.
Yeah, sitting in a room by themselves is just as effective.
No, I don't think so.
You can daydream. You can draw.
Yeah.
Remember writing on the chalkboard 100 times when you mess up?
Yes.
That did it. You never had to do that?
No, I'm not Bart Simpson. Did people really have to do that?
Yeah, yes. Teachers would make you just write it over and over again.
Or like the way I was punished. Now, Dieter is right, but the way that they did it when with me was they'll just put, say, like, I would be quiet, and you have to write that sentence, like, how many number of times?
Yeah,
on
I'd write
paper.
It on a piece of paper.
Yeah, that's okay, the way we were.
Thing,
that's same
that,
thing, but
that didn't teach you anything. I mean, that
you better
was
handwriting a little bit. The cleaning of the floor with a toothbrush is just stupid.
Well,
I would never do that. I would never in a million years do that.
You don't have a choice. You're
no,
seven
I would
years
just
old.
Wouldn't. I just wouldn't do it.
You'd be kicked out of school.
The parents say that they only found out about this punishment after their seven-year-old complained of back pain after school, and they asked her why she was in so much pain. Now they want the teacher, something to happen to the teacher. They haven't said what, but I think they want the teacher to be fired. I say, quit your crying. Your kid, see, this is the problem. Your kid was being a little brat. Your kid wouldn't shut up. Your kid was disrupting the classroom, wouldn't do what they were told. Your kid is the problem. If your kid were good, you wouldn't have this issue. Your kid wouldn't have been forced to scrub the floors with a toothbrush. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837.
Was it her toothbrush?
That was probably a toothbrush that they had there.
Okay.
I mean, big deal. That's the reason. This is why you do this to kids, to teach them a lesson.
I would never
Dan,
do that.
You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, Rover. So I was just commenting on, I think that she should have had to use, like, adequate cleaning supplies. I don't think they should have used a toothbrush, but I definitely think there should be a punishment to, you know, when they're misbehaving in class, maybe give them, you know, a broom or a vacuum or something to clean up the classroom.
That's easy. That would be easy. We've done it in 5 minutes. She doesn't learn the lesson.
I agree with you.
The point is to use the toothbrush, hurt your back, hurt your knees, get
and
down
it,
there.
It takes so long because the toothbrush is so tiny. If you're using a mop or a regular brush, you'd finish in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But and then the toothbrush takes all day.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Right, right.
And
all day. What a waste of the school day.
She was already wasting the day. She was wasting not only her day, but the day of every other student who was in this class because she wouldn't shut the hell up.
Come up with a different punishment. Have them write 1,000 sentences or whatever.
Now, this will make the kid remember,
no,
I
backfired.
Don't want to get in trouble. No, it hasn't backfired at all. Hopefully the school backs this teacher up.
No.
No, they won't.
And you don't think so?
No, they won't at all. And then this kid will just be worse. Knowing that every time that something bad happens,
the teacher
just
can't do anything?
Yeah.
Jake, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jake.
Hey, good morning. Back in like ninth grade, we had a science teacher that when you would talk, they would make you write like a 3 to 5 page essay.
It was
that sucks.
It sucked.
That's normal.
Yeah, it did suck. But sometimes maybe they've had this girl try that before. Maybe they did that with this girl and it didn't work. So
you have a 7-year-old daughter. Would you be mad if you found out that the entire day she spent on her hands and knees scrubbing the floor with a toothbrush?
If she was bad.
Well,
of course, that's part of it.
I would expect the teacher to call me or send her to the principal's office. I would expect notification that, hey, we've got a major problem. It just doesn't start out of the blue. There's a pattern of you're getting an X because you're not listening or you're doing this. But just out of the blue to make her do that all day, I would have a major problem with that
wasn't the first time. You can tell they called the parents. The parents don't care.
Is that
they don't
they
answer.
Said they didn't call.
Huh?
That's part of the problem. They said they didn't call.
Probably because they've called these parents a million other times.
Sure.
Nothing ever happens. They're probably rotten parents.
Yeah.
Sean in Rochester, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, this thing that they did with the 7-year-old, it's something called aversive conditioning. It's basically like you know, punishing prisoners with like waterboarding or something like that.
No, it's not.
Yeah, no.
Sean, you know what? Give me a break. Scrubbing a floor with a toothbrush is the same as waterboarding someone, making them feel that they're drowning and dying.
Yeah, for an entire day, it makes them feel like it's like inducing trauma into somebody's life.
Oh my God, this is trauma. This is
We do that to terrorists.
We've got a long road ahead of us. If this is trauma and this is terror to our children, scrubbing the floor with a toothbrush, if we're inducing trauma to them through this, my Lord, I mean, how weak are we going to be as a country, as a society, if this is considered torture? That's not torture. I've got to take a break. 866-YO-ROVER. We will be right back on Rover's Morning Glory, live from Savannah, Georgia, on board Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. We'll be back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
If you follow Rover's path, work hard, and build a loyal fan base, you too could live in a mobile home. Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
We were talking about a family who is upset that their 7-year-old daughter was forced to scrub the floor in school with a toothbrush after she just talked all day. And they said, knock it off. She didn't knock it off. They said, clean this floor with a toothbrush. And now the family is outraged. I can't believe that their beautiful 7-year-old was made to do that. Jason, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning. I got to tell you, man, it's crazy that people are upset over this. I mean, they're trying to make the child make the connection about wasting time, because talking in class when you're supposed to be learning is a waste of time from what you're doing. Whereas scrubbing the floor, instead of just being a punishment, they're making them do it with a toothbrush to try and make that connection that it's a waste of time, and they're making them do it on purpose.
Right. That's right. And this is why you don't give them a whole mop and a bucket and all of that.
Exactly. It takes that to the next level as far as trying to get the child to realize it on their own, that they are the reason they're in that predicament in the first place for wasting time.
They are 7 years old.
Thank you, Jason.
Jason, 7 years old.
We'll start early.
Come on. Kids are going to talk. My God. It's ridiculous. I agree with Charlie on this. This is absolutely ridiculous kind of punishment.
Devin, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Devin.
Yo.
Yo.
If that was my 7-year-old, which I have one, and I never agree with Doogie normally, but I do on this. If that was mine, I'd want the principal to inform me. I don't think that's like a punishment for a high school kid, not a seven.
No.
Just going down to the principal's office is scary enough for that age. They're not learning anything. 7, they're going to sit
there. I don't think so.
Not for the bad kids. They don't give a crap about walking to the principal's office.
I agree with Theater. Not for the bad kids. It might have been for a normal 7-year-old, but these bad kids, no, They're running crazy around these schools, and they don't care about going to the principal's office. They tell the principal to kiss my ass.
Right. They're 7.
Yeah.
Dude, have you seen bad 7-year-olds?
They're
like, kick you in the shin, they punch you in the stomach.
Yeah, terrible. So anyhow, I don't have a lot of sympathy for this family that wants to either get the teacher fired or some sort of disciplinary action against the teacher. I say, how about start with your kid? Fix your kid's problem first. Get your little brat to stop talking all throughout class, and then maybe we'll focus on everyone else who needs to have things fixed. But you worry about your 7-year-old. Fix that, then we'll talk later. Joe, I didn't mean to say that. It says,
Josephine.
Yo, Rover, please keep my name off the air. Sorry, Frank. He writes, love the show. I was hoping to get some perspective from everyone on the show. I live with my girlfriend, and we have been together for about a year and a half. Within the past couple of months, we have had sex only once, and it was a chore for me. We've both gained a lot of weight as we are graduate students and went through a lot of stressful stuff. Now we have better schedules and we are starting to lose the weight, but I'm losing it faster than her. She kept bugging me about why we haven't been having sex, and I told her that the weight and overall appearance was an issue. I didn't want to talk about it because she is losing the weight, and I'm really proud of her, but now she thinks I'm a jerk and I don't really blame her. She claims she would be attracted to me no matter what I weigh. On one hand, she needs to know that weight is a factor in the relationship for me, but on the other hand, it is hurtful to have to come out and explicitly say that. Did I do the right thing by telling her the truth? Well, Anonymous, sorry.
No, he did not do the right thing.
No, yeah, of course he did. I don't know.
He did not. Just
lie. Is that that's if you don't want to get into an argument, you just lie.
And just screw your girlfriend at the same time. Just you have to do it. If she's asking, just be like, okay, we'll do it right now. And then.
But he's not attracted to her because she's gotten so
you gotta
large.
Do what you got
to
do.
He's disgusted by her.
I think you have to be upfront and honest with this. This is a tough discussion to have with someone.
They are losing the weight, so no reason to bring it up right now. They're both losing weight. We're both large, he said.
So keep focusing on that. Keep losing the weight and then get back to screwing.
So they're just not going to screw at all?
Until she gets down under that weight limit.
Yep.
Okay, if it's 120. I think you just have to go through with it. And then you don't have to have the conversation.
He's not attracted to her, though, she's that large. And look, it's a tough conversation to have. The fact of the matter is, appearance does matter.
I get that. But they're both already making the advancements, and they're losing weight. So no reason to
No,
really
but
say
if
right
you
now.
Listen to what he said, I'm losing it faster than her. So he's taking it more seriously.
He might be 500 pounds. We don't know how big he is. God. He might be huge and disgusting.
Yes.
Doesn't matter. I mean, if you are still going to lose the same amount of weight if you're eating, you know, 1,000 calories a day or whatever, and she's eating.
He might be losing tons of pounds because he's so fat. And she's like just maybe like 50 pounds overweight, and she's not losing as much because he's melting off. Who knows? We need to know real numbers here to find out.
I don't have real numbers. He didn't include those in the email, but. You know, I really think this is important. Most of the time I would say, maybe you go ahead, lie to your wife, girlfriend, whoever, if it's something inconsequential. If you don't want to get into an argument. Oh, how do I look in this dress? Oh, great, great. You know, that's not that big of a deal, right? Unless she looks like a complete buffoon in that dress, then maybe you say something. But you don't have to say, if you think that it's going to cause a fight, you can avoid saying that. But this is an important thing. This guy is turned off by his live-in girlfriend because she is so large. That's a serious thing. It's a real thing. And I think he should be honest with his girlfriend about that. I think if you're going to have a relationship where people respect each other, they have to know that you're being truthful. They have to know that you're honest. 866-YO-ROVER. Just tell her, yes, I have to be honest, honey. When we met, you were 40 pounds lighter, and it's freaking me out.
That's the key, Rover. When they first shacked up, started dating, she was somebody else.
Right.
She was a thin person. That's the one girl he wants to bang. Now she's a larger person. It's not even the same girl he's banging.
Yeah, it would
different
be
body.
It would be wrong if he was hooking up with her from the beginning and she weighed that much.
Right, then he's a chubby chaser.
And a year in, he's like, you know what? I don't like your weight. Well, this is what I weighed when we started dating. But she gained all of this weight, and the fact of the matter is, you may still like the person personally, but appearance matters. Appearance is important.
Especially for sex.
But this guy's also fat.
Right.
But he's losing
lost
the
it.
Weight.
They're
it
both losing
like he
weight.
He lost all the weight.
So he doesn't have any place to say it. What kind of answer was he, what kind of response did he think he was going to get when he goes, you're too fat to screw? You disgust me.
I don't think he worded it that way.
But that's what you hear.
Might
when you
as well.
Hear that. I don't want to have sex. I don't want to have sex with you that much because I got to be honest. Your body repulses me, and I can't get an erection when you take your clothes off because you're that disgusting. Nothing good's gonna come from that conversation.
No, he's dangling the carrot, like, hey, lose the weight, and I'll start having sex with you again.
That's right.
Okay. You know, she's dangling that penis carrot. He's like, come on, you want this? Lose the weight.
And then what happens? She freaked out. She'll never forget that.
Oh yeah, she'll probably hold it against this guy forever, and they'll, you know, this relationship is probably doomed.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay. So you're admitting, saying this out loud, doomed the relationship.
No, if they really cared about each other, she would understand. No. She would. It's. Wouldn't you rather? Oh, you're saying no. Would you rather the guy lie and not tell the truth, or do you want someone to be honest in the relationship? You want him to just lie?
No,
say it's not a big deal.
I want him to tell her so that she can say, "Wow, okay, f off. I break up and I move out," and then she goes and she crushes it. And she does it for herself. We don't know what her situation is.
Oh, so wait a second. So
not
you're
for
telling
any
me
man.
That
she's going to do it for herself.
You're telling me that you hope that this woman breaks up with her live-in boyfriend.
Yes.
And then loses all the weight.
Then crushes it.
Yeah, yes. Then loses all the weight and goes out and screws. Why doesn't she just lose the weight now and be with the guy that she likes and who likes her?
Because he's a douche.
Oh, give me a break. Yeah. Both of you guys.
Yep. Jim,
you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jim.
Yeah, I'll tell you why. Because she'll never lose the weight if she's got the guy. The best thing that can happen to her and him is he leaves her, she crushes it, and goes back to being hot again. And then he'd probably take her back, and she'd probably come back to him. If he stays
what
with
does
her,
crush it mean?
She'll get fatter and fatter, and it'll be doomed. You're right. It's doomed.
That's right. Doomed. Yeah, crushes it. Thank you. Crushes
what does that mean?
Like, I don't know. It must be some girl power kind of.
It is. Yeah.
Like lose the weight?
Crush it.
Yeah, like kills it.
Yes.
Crush it.
She's actually crushing him now when she gets on top, douchey.
He's crushing her.
Jacob, you're on Rover's Word of Glory. Good morning, Jacob.
Man, all he has to do is get her to scrub some floors with a toothbrush and she'll be in perfect shape. Listen, douchey,
that's right. Get her to scrub. Stop eating. Scrub the floor. No, go ahead, Jacob. What are you disagree with me?
Dude, he's a total douchebag. Yep. He doesn't truly love her. He should leave her. He doesn't even. She shouldn't even lose weight because he doesn't truly love her. Any point if she gets over the weight limit, he's going to leave her. That's ridiculous. He doesn't love her. Get out of the relationship.
Yep.
Look, I have to be
if
honest
she was
with
gaining
you.
Weight, Rover. If she was currently gaining weight,
yeah,
then I could understand maybe saying something in a nice way. But she's already losing the weight. They're already on the decline here with the pounds. They're melting the pounds
off
together. But
he missed that part. He's actually losing it. She's sort of, you know, maybe she'll lose a pound a week or something like that. Okay.
Because they're both losing the weight.
In the next 18 years, maybe she'll be back down to what we were when we started dating.
That's not what the email said at all. It said we're both losing the weight. So there's no point in saying it.
And he said he's losing it a lot faster than she is. So he's taking it more seriously. And, to say, oh, he doesn't really love her, I don't know whether that's true or not.
He doesn't.
I have to be honest that appearance does matter to people when it comes to sex. And I don't care if you get your panties in a bunch because you're offended over that. The fact of the matter is it's true. It's true. And you know, if B2, if she ballooned up, if she got double her weight to a whole 120 pounds, then maybe if she ballooned up, I would tell her. There's no question I would tell her.
What if she was ballooned up and then she lost a bunch of weight? She's continuing to lose weight. You'd still call her fat?
No.
For motivation?
I wouldn't call her fat like, hey, you fat ass. I wouldn't do that. But I would be honest with her. I would say, listen, I tell her things all the time.
What?
You're mean.
I'm trying to think.
What do you say?
Trying to think of what she was just asking me about something. She's like, do you like this or like that? And, you know, she wants my opinion. She doesn't want to do something that I don't like when it comes to her appearance. I would be honest with her. I wouldn't call her a fat ass or demean her or degrade her. But I would have a conversation and say, look, I have to be honest. You've gained a lot of weight. It is making me less physically attracted to you. I don't think that's an unnatural thing, is it? What would you do, Jeffrey, if Mary Elizabeth ballooned up?
I would, for one thing, I would be concerned that, you know, being overweight could have a detrimental effect on her health.
Yeah, she could drop dead, right?
And I would say, I'm going to say, hey, look, I'm going to be honest with you. you know, your weight is going to be a concern to me because it sounds like it's going to be detrimental to your health. You
but need that's
to,
not why the guy, Echo. That's not really
yeah, he doesn't
why
really care about you know, her heart.
It doesn't sound like she's morbidly obese.
We don't know.
I don't think she's going to
no,
drop
I'm just,
dead
no, Ro
because
just
of
asked me what
week.
I would say in that situation, in this guy's, if I was in this guy's situation. I've been married 18
just,
years.
That's just sugarcoating the real deal. The real deal is, I'm not physically attracted to you because you're so fat. That's
Rover,
that's
what would,
it.
Did your wife ballooning up to 300 pounds with
that
her
was
first
when she,
kid?
That was when she was pregnant with both of them. Her pregnancies were complicated in the sense that with my
kind of like your marriage.
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay, we'll just leave my marriage. We'll leave okay. my whole, right. leave my personal life out of this conversation.
Got
how
it.
About that?
Rover, what would you John, do if Brittany yes, said to ahead. You, you're fat, Rover?
I would probably lose weight.
You would?
I tell her all the time. I'm the one who goes, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm so fat. Like, I got to lose some weight. I weigh about 194 pounds. And I should really weigh about
170.
I would say ideally about between 175 and 180 would be ideal for me. So I need to lose, you know, 15 pounds or so.
We thought we saw you guys going for laps yesterday, Rover, walking. Were you guys doing that for exercise?
Yes, yes, we were.
Okay, yeah. Jeffrey's like, they're doing laps, I'm telling you, Dieter.
We saw well, you I don't know about
I
laps,
how you do that
just
impression.
Walking
that
around.
Is bad, that is well, the worst.
It was a nice
we,
day.
You and Rover, you guys do the worst impressions
well,
of
we,
me.
Well, we saw you walk to the end of a street and then just turned around, and I'm like, I think they're trying to avoid us, Jeffrey. And Jeffrey's like, no, they're doing laps for exercise.
Yeah, well, it was
you
a
make
very...
me sound like, you know, Dieter, I'm going to say this. Just from now on, when you want to quote me, use your natural voice.
Okay.
Don't try to imitate. Imitate me because you make me sound
yeah,
like I'm a stupid
card. You can't imitate me. No, it was a very nice day.
Yeah.
Yesterday, and we've where we live normally throughout the year when we're not on the road, which is in Cleveland, the weather sucks. I have to be honest, and it's finally starting to get nice, but this has been brutal. It hasn't snowed
end.
A lot this winter, thankfully. It's just been cold. It's just been crappy. Every year I go, why am I doing this? Why am I coming out when it's 28 degrees out? You know, it sucks. So it was such a nice day. I said, let's go out. So we walked a couple of times yesterday. John, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, John.
Morning, Rover. First of all, I want to say,
hey.
Peter, that was a great impression of Jeffrey.
Thank you.
Yeah. I disagree.
But I want to say, Rover, I do agree with you in the fact that I just got married about 6 months ago. On the one hand, I do tell my wife if something looks good on her or if it doesn't look good on her, because like you said, she's asking my opinion, and she wants, honestly, you know, me to tell her. And if I'm just one of those guys that say, oh, yeah, you look good and everything, then she might be walking out of the house and, you know, having a fupa or something like that going on. I was also in a past relationship where my ex got pregnant, and she ended up pretty much gaining a B2. She gained, you know, 100, 120 pounds or something like that.
Wow.
Pregnancy, and I ended up being in that same situation where I wasn't really attracted to her anymore, and I told her that. I told her that the reason that I had to leave and the reason that I had to go is because I wasn't attracted to her anymore. You know, now our daughter is older, and she's going through some stuff, so we've got her in some counseling and stuff, and it's come out now that my ex has had some really big issues from the things that I told her, and it's affecting her now, you know, over 10 years.
Well, it all depends on how you do it. First of all, I think if the story that you told, if just one day you walked in and you go, I'm leaving you because you're too fat, that's not the right way to handle it either. If as she's gained this weight and you have to tell her, like, listen, this is you can't just spring it on when you walk out the door. You have to sort of
yeah, how did you
tell
do
in
it?
Advance. Because
now she's having issues. She has to go to
therapy,
a doctor to go get help from these comments. And this is what you guys want people to say to their girlfriends. So go ahead. What does she have to deal with?
I think it's something that, like you said, Rover, it's about the approach and how you come across with it. And everything. I was
I was a lot different than I am today. I was a big douchebag, and I didn't care about people's feelings and stuff back then. But I'm learning now that the things that you say and the way that you say things to people can definitely affect, you know, how they take things. And now I see that it can affect people later on in their life. So,
would you still do it knowing now that this has really hurt her?
I would not in that way, no. I know I couldn't be with
her. What way did you do it, by the way? Like, how, explain, did you break up with her in the middle of a big fight and you're like, screw you, you're fat? Or did you just sit her down and go, listen, I have to leave and it's because I'm not physically attracted to you anymore? How did you do this exactly?
Oh, well, I was a douchebag, so I wouldn't sit her down and talk to her all nicely like that back then. But I was going out a whole lot and cheating and doing all this kind of stuff and not staying out, you know, till the next morning and stuff. So it ended up being that I ended up coming out and getting caught. So I ended up telling her, well, the reason that I'm doing this and I need to just go because I'm not happy because I'm not.
So he got caught cheating and then he turned it around on her. You fat ass.
You're fat. Wow.
Yeah, that's not the right way to do it. That's not what I'm advocating for. I think that you have to, you know, what I advocate for is truth and honesty. And B2 is I think she would tell you that she wants me to tell her if she is wearing something that doesn't look good or I don't like something about her appearance.
Well,
she wants me to tell her.
I understand if she says, what do you think of this? And then you give an honest answer. What if she doesn't ask?
She would want me to tell her. Yeah. If I didn't like something that she was doing, she would definitely want me to tell her proactively.
All right.
Don't leave the house in this outfit. That looks ridiculous.
And you've said this before?
No. I've said this one looks better. I mean, I'm not mean about it.
I know you're not. I'm just wondering, have you ever said that? Like, when she didn't ask and you guys are leaving and you're like, whoa.
You're wearing
it. No, she'll come out and she'll show me what she's going to wear and I'll say, I don't know about that one. I mean, is there anything wrong with that?
No, she's showing you and asking. I don't see a problem with that.
Anonymous, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Anonymous.
I'm actually in this very situation right now. I was very thin, around 110. And when I started to gain weight, I first gained about 10 pounds. My boyfriend at the time, the sex started slowing down, and I asked him if it was the weight. He said no. Fast forward, almost a decade later, we got married, and I gained a whole bunch of weight, and I asked him when the sex was non-existent, I said, is it the sex? And he said, or is it the weight? And he said, yes. And I said, I wish you would have told me a long time ago and were honest with me, and now I have all this weight that I have to lose, and he refuses to have sex with me until I lose the weight.
Wow.
How much did you gain?
Oh, I'm not going to tell you that. It was a lot.
50?
Are we talking 50 pounds more?
It was a lot.
More?
It's all about how you
100?
Tell
you're not using your real name, so what is the point?
Yeah, yeah, you can tell us. What do you weigh now? You're just known as Anonymous. No one knows you.
No, my husband's right in the kitchen, and he's actually listening.
Oh, damn.
Because I told him when I had the conversation.
But he knows how much you weigh. He lives with you.
Yeah, he sees you. He sees you naked.
He's the one that doesn't want to have sex with you.
Can we talk to him?
You can talk to him if he'll talk to you. Sure.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I'll get this to you, but we'll see. Hey.
I don't like that she's blaming on the guy for not saying anything. You know that you're gaining weight, you know? Like, you're aware of it.
Right, right.
And you're just like, I just could eat whatever forever and it won't matter. And
but in her mind, she's denying that this is an issue and she's just eating ice cream or whatever.
But she's had a lot of weight, right?
Yeah, it's been...
100 pounds?
When she asked the husband the first time, she's only 10 pounds overweight.
This is why he should have been honest.
But it's only
10
pounds overweight.
Honesty is the best policy.
10 pounds overweight is a lot different than whatever number is she's not telling us.
Now she's 100 pounds more, and she's like, I'm in a hole. How am I ever going to be able to lose that weight? You should have gotten on my ass when I was 10 pounds overweight.
Is he going to talk?
Not that much. It's not that much. And no, he doesn't want to talk to you guys. He said he didn't. But yes, he should have been honest with me when I had a little bit of weight to lose, and I told him that.
Yes.
So Yes. I think that if any guys are in that situation, they need to sit their girlfriend or spouse down and say, you know, I care about you and I love you and I want our relationship to be the best it can be. However, I've noticed that you've gained a little weight. Maybe he's gained some weight too. And he can be like, let's.
Oh my God, can you, I can't understand this. She's staring at her husband right now, pointing at him as she's doing this. I feel like so bad for this guy. Yes.
Well, she is right, though, that the guy should have said right off the bat.
10 pounds is a lot different than 100 pounds.
Was it
so
over?
When she says.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, was it over 75? Say yes or no.
No, it wasn't. But I'm not going to answer any more questions about it because he's right here.
That means it's the next one, 50 pounds. She gained 50 pounds. She probably weighs about 1/8. She weighs about what I weigh, probably.
So I'm not going to answer those questions. But I just really felt like he had multiple opportunities to tell me, hey, you don't look the way you looked when we first.
Here's why guys don't do it, though. Here's why they don't do it. And this is why they should do it. They're afraid of hurting your feelings. It's not that they don't care about you. They're just not physically attracted to you.
When you're with someone almost 20 years at that point, you've seen the good, bad, the ugly, the indifferent, everything else. It's not about wanting to hurt someone's feelings. Okay? When you've been with someone that long,
well,
there should be a level of honesty that is there with that partner because you should feel.
There should be, but a lot of relationships don't have that. I've got to take a break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. It's like the Antiques Roadshow. They're traveling the country while Jeffrey inspects and appraises ancient grannies. Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
I guess we're back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, Douchey.
Just a few seconds.
Okay.
30 seconds.
I told Deer, Deer's like, we're back. I go, talk. He's like,
Well, I don't look at me. I'm not touching the control board, so.
Right. You got to turn the mic on first.
No, that's the whole, that's the thing. I had to do it from the control board.
Right.
The mics were not. Rover doesn't want me touching his equipment, so I'm not going to do that.
Right.
There.
We will get to the shizzy in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Dougie?
I've got a story for Dieter, because I know he was so excited to talk about this Karate Kid series, Cobra Kai. I've got a story for you, my friend.
Wait, shut up about this. Yeah.
Oh, man, I want to see it. Do I have to describe or subscribe to YouTube Red to see that, obviously, right?
I think so, yeah.
I don't have that Red service. Huh.
So this is going to do it for you. This is going to get you to subscribe.
This might push me, yeah.
All right. We'll get to that in just a moment. We are live in Savannah, Georgia, on board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. We're just outside. Charlie and I were just outside enjoying what beautiful weather they have.
It's awesome
in Savannah, right?
This is nice.
I mean, this is really.
This is perfect.
Yeah, this is a great weather.
I can't wait till after we're done with the show in the aftermath, so I can go out and check out the city.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Do you have any plans for the day?
I just want to find a good place with some good Southern food,
mm-hmm.
you know, for lunch,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Train museum, you said, possibly?
I don't know. Well, possibly. My son still has a thing for railroad history.
All right. So we are on our way to West Palm Beach for Sunfest, which is a festival that they have in West Palm, which is a pretty cool thing. We went to that last year. We're going to that again. We're on board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. They have grab and go at their travel stores, and they can. I actually, we ate at a TA yesterday.
So do we.
That's what I had for dinner.
What's that place called?
We went to the Country Fried restaurant.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. What'd you think? You like it?
Oh, good food,
What'd
man.
You have?
I had country fried steak and eggs.
That's very good. I had some cantaloupe that I had. They have, like, cups of fruit.
Dippin' Dots?
Cantaloupe. I had some... I tweeted a picture of me with Dippin' Dots. I didn't eat any Dippin' Dots, though.
Right. I love Dippin' Dots.
You didn't?
I get that. I my kids actually sampled that when we were at the IX Indoor Amusement Park, and my kids loved it.
Yeah, Dippin' Dots are the best. Probably the best food ever invented. They're fantastic.
Especially when you have ice cream that take, and like my wife was asking me, goes, what's that Superman ice cream taste like? I said, honey, think of Fruity Pebbles frozen. That's what it tastes like, but it was good.
All right. A lot of people in the restaurant, or not so much?
Yeah.
Yeah,
there were people.
Oh,
there.
Yeah. Where's this guy? There was this, we went back to have, dinner, and we went and had Taco Bell. It was this big old, big guy with a gray hair, and he was talking about, I made a comment. You know how Taco Bell has the old tagline, make a run for the border? He said the only thing that should be making a run for the border are the Mexicans.
Oh.
That's what he said. I'm quoting him.
This trucker just wanted to pick a fight with Jeffrey. He just out of nowhere to start talking to Jeffrey. Anybody in this whole peck Taco Bell.
Uh-huh.
So I got my voice recorder out. I go, I got to tape this in case something goes down. And then Charlie throws out, hey, by the way, this guy you're talking to voted for Clinton. And this guy lost it.
Oh, no.
You know this guy
she
was a Trump supporter.
She thinks Lachey for almost getting me killed.
So I don't know if you want to hear some of the audio later.
I'll try to get that. Yeah, Jeffrey was, because the guy was just, he was going off about Mexicans crossing the border.
Uh-huh.
And then Jeffrey, well, his secret came out that he voted for Hillary Clinton. And then the mood
yeah,
changed.
Yeah, because Charlie,
and
you the one
Jeffrey,
that ordered
did you tell
out
him Jeffrey's an illegal immigrant?
Yeah, I told him he's a
here
dreamer.
From France?
Yes.
Gee, like I said, Charlie, thanks for getting me, because no, you wonder why I don't want to hang out with you.
I don't want to hang out with you either.
There you go.
Okay. So then,
feelings mutual.
So then the guy starts going into this long-winded story about his brakes went out in his truck.
Uh-huh.
And then in the middle of this guy's story, it's just going on forever. He's just looking for anybody to talk to. He must be on the road a lot. So he sees Jeffrey, and he just goes on and on. Jeffrey feels so uncomfortable that this guy's going to kill him or something. He tries to get up and just walk away in the middle of the story. What? Can you explain that, Dieter?
Well, I got that on tape. That's the part I got. He's just talking, and Jeffrey's so uncomfortable because the guy's eyeing him. He won't look at me, won't look at Charlie. He's just like, my brakes went out. I almost died. My hood in my car one time went up, and I had to keep driving my car with my hood up. And Jeffrey, just in the middle of the conversation, you can hear him get up and tries to walk out of the restaurant because he was intimidated by this big biker, this big trucker.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know what this guy was going to do. I was getting my guts splattered all over the place.
But why was he eyeing you? Why did he come
after
you?
I have no effing clue why he was eyeing me. Oh.
All right.
So. Anyways, like I said, thank God I didn't make the 6 o'clock news. Yeah, a local radio guy from Cleveland gets slaughtered.
So you wouldn't be a local guy then, would you?
I don't think the guy was even angry.
No, he was just getting to Charlie. When you said the Clint line and then... he said the Mexican line. He was getting heated.
Oh, okay.
Why did Dushy just hit the intro to the news there?
Oh, I don't know. I thought you did.
No, because I was trying to shut Jeffrey up.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, that's rude.
That is rude. He's in the middle of. He almost got murdered yesterday.
All right,
go ahead.
Like
him with that guy.
Hear more about that.
No. Go ahead. Get to the shizzy, Dushy.
That's what I thought. All right, students at schools across the nation are set to walk out of their classrooms for 16 minutes today. They're doing this to show their support for the Second Amendment, the national event, which is called Stand for the Second. It comes just over a month after students around the country staged a walkout that was aimed at stopping gun violence. And that walkout honored the students that were killed at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, back in February.
So how many of the kids do you think will walk out at both walkouts?
A lot, because they just want to walk out and get out of school.
Right.
And I would have, too. I'd
flip-flopped on anything.
Sure, I would have walked out. I would have walked out for a protest that said, you know, Black Lives Matter. I'm walking out with that protest. Someone says, whatever. I'm for everything. Someone says slavery was great. Walking out in that protest, too. Just so that I could get out of school. I didn't believe any of that stuff when I was a kid. I have political motivations, and go on.
Sure. So concerns that the iPhone has lost its luster appear to be misguided because Apple beat analysts' estimates with the latest revenue and profit report. I tell you, I went into the Apple store and I looked at a new phone and I walked right out. I'm like, oh my gosh, they're really expensive.
Why?
Oh, it's crazy amounts of money. I know you guys warned me about that.
It's $1,000, right?
Yes,
right.
You're right. And like then you have to get like a warranty and stuff. It's a lot of money. So
you don't
have
to.
Well,
do people?
The Apple Care?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so most people do?
I don't know if it covers a lot of damage and stuff like that.
Do you buy yours from the carrier or from Apple?
I get it from Apple.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I have it on my phone, though. I don't. Well, I take that back. I think I do. I think I do have the Apple Care.
That iPhone X, I like it.
So
it looks sweet.
A lot of people... I don't
know. Everything about it looks awesome.
A lot of people are saying...
I still like the fingerprint reader on the home button, though. I like that.
Yeah, that would annoy me because my new phone doesn't have a button at the bottom. It's a digital button. And if you're in like in full screen mode or something, it's hard to get out of things. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I like having a regular button.
Just to hit it to go like take me to the home.
Right.
So Apple said that their sales have increased 31% and it also raised their dividend. They revealed $100 billion share buyback. So they had better than expected result. Now, Tesla, their reports are that first quarter earnings, as the electric car maker is really kind of struggling with the production problems. They said that the Model 3 is giving them the issue, which we've talked about. That's a $35,000 base price, and then you add everything else. Well, in April, Tesla announced that it was temporarily halting production to improve automation and systematically address bottlenecks in order to increase production. So their earnings report...
I saw a documentary about...
Why don't you let her finish and then jump in, Jeffrey? Go on, dude.
They're waiting to see what the first quarter earnings are, so they're going to release that information to see what we can fix in all of this. Go ahead, Jeffrey.
All I was saying was I saw a documentary about the Tesla factory and how it was being set up and how they want to do everything automated. And I'm saying to myself, there's just something, certain areas about car manufacturing, I think you should still let a human do, in my opinion.
I think it turned out to be much more complicated than this Musk guy thought. He thought he was going to come in and he's going to automate the entire process. If it were that easy, all the big car manufacturers would have gone 100% automated. They would have done it already. They're not afraid to cut jobs, obviously. So I think he was humbled a little bit by these troubles.
Those are the big three. The main automation they use is like all the welding when they weld the car frames and all that kind of stuff in the panels. But they still have human workers doing all the intricate stuff like installing all the other parts of the vehicle. Uh-huh.
Jeffrey, Jeffrey, how long ago did you see that Tesla documentary?
A few years ago. Last year when it was on YouTube.
And you remember
that, but you don't remember anything from that Avengers movie that you saw 4 days ago.
Yeah. I think you bleached it. I've told you guys, my brain, I said this before on a number of occasions, my memory is sort of dyslexic. So,
how does that even make sense? What does dyslexic mean?
I don't know. I just like it's like my brain. It works kind of like in reverse. Kind of like my whole life.
Why? You older? You're gonna get younger?
No,
you get
Benjamin Button. Yeah.
Benjamin Butt.
Benjamin Button.
Or maybe I just. It's just you guys have made this comment on many number of occasions over the last 7.5 years that I retain useless information. A lot of it's wrong. So what's the point?
All right. Go ahead.
Facebook made a couple of announcements. First, we're going to talk about them saying that they are starting a new feature called Clear History. And that lets you completely scrub your information from their site and from any apps that are still accessing it. So obviously it's clear why Facebook wants to do this. They're trying to get you to feel like there's a way to keep your data safe without deleting your account altogether. They say this new feature should roll out in a few months if you haven't deleted your Facebook account already. And the other thing they want is for you to fall in love. They also announced a brand new feature that will basically turn it into a dating site. So you'll be able to opt into the service and turn your current profile into a dating profile. And then they'll find you potentially good matches with other single people who aren't already friends with, that you're not friends with. Do you guys like this feature or no?
Of course, if I was single, I would turn that on in a second.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything to get more blown, right?
Why not? I mean,
you need all the tools at your disposal.
Yeah. Okay. And then finally, I'll do this story for Dieter. Do you want to see some never-before-seen footage from the final fight in Karate Kid? How cool is that?
You mean the original movie?
Yes. So
this, yes, of course.
Absolutely. That new Karate Kid show called Cobra Kai, it starts with the final fight between Daniel and Johnny in the original movie. So that scene in the movie is set up to make Daniel look like the hero and Johnny the villain. But in this new show, Johnny is a much more sympathetic character. So they went back to their vault and they wanted to find some alternate footage that might help establish that. So they say one of the shots they found was a close-up of Johnny's face taking Daniel's crane kick. So that's never seen before. And they say one of the producers said that the cool thing about that shot is that it all changes the perspective of the scene. With that close-up now, you're feeling the pain of that kick. And it suddenly twists it from triumph to defeat. So it's pretty cool that they're going to find some new footage and put some stuff in there. You don't like that, Rover?
Oh, do we have it?
No,
I thought we have to watch it.
Oh, I thought you were going to show me right now.
Watch the series.
You can find it if you do find it.
I'll have to sign up for it.
No one cares about this, but you do. But if you want to see it. No.
That's the biggest karate move of all time.
Okay.
And they were talking about, you know, that crane kick to the face, that was an illegal kick. You can't do face kicks. So should he have really won in that movie?
I don't know if I've seen it.
What?
I don't know if
the original Karate Kid?
If maybe I haven't, it's so... Dude. I just don't even remember it. I remember Wipe On, Wipe Off.
Yeah,
that's
of course.
That movie, right?
Yeah. Wax On, Wax
Off. I mean, Wax On, Wax Off. That's all I remember.
You have to admit, that's one of the most top five and most Mr. famous Miyagi. Movies
in the 80s.
I mean, I would say of all time.
And I saw that. I saw all three Karate Kid movies,
I guess. No, but Three Ninjas was better than that.
I've never seen it.
Well, Cobra Kai, Rover, or Dieter, hits YouTube Red today, so you can check. Okay. Do you guys get that on the bus?
Can't wait. No.
No.
YouTube Red, Rover? Is...
No, I don't think so. It's I have it. Do you have it?
No, you have to pay for it.
Oh, you get it... If you get a Google Music, you get it for free, I think.
I don't have that.
Or something. I don't know how it works, but yeah, I have YouTube Red.
Yeah, give me the passcode.
No.
There you go. That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
The show's always on.
You're on Rover's Morning Glory.
When you're on, roverradio.com.
I didn't read this article, but I did see in the New York Post that Facebook is investigating a claim that employee used job to stalk women online.
Of course.
That's what actually everyone uses Facebook for.
Yeah, stalk your exes and the new chicks.
Yes, I'm assuming that even employees use it to
every
stalk
people. Every doing that, wouldn't you?
Yes.
If you had unfiltered access to all of your ex-girlfriend's Facebook accounts, you'd probably take a peek.
You can read their messages and
you'd
stuff,
take,
too?
You'd take a peek.
It says that a security engineer employed at Facebook has been accused of using their privileged access to personal data to stalk women online. And he
stalk like when you say stalk, you know, they're not going to their house, right?
I'm not going to their house.
Just taking a peek.
She says that something, and it has to do with Tinder as well. I don't know what the guy's doing. She says that she has Tinder logs. Whatever that means. So maybe he is, I don't know what he's doing. Maybe he's trying to meet these, I don't know what he's doing as a matter of fact. But anyhow, I just was sort of surprised that some woman, a security researcher, Jackie Stokes, that's a woman, she tweeted, I've been made aware that a security engineer currently employed at Facebook is likely using privileged access to stalk women online. I have Tinder logs. What should I do with this information? Well, I can tell you the first thing, you wouldn't just tweet that out. This is a call for, ooh, look at me, look at me, look at me. Yeah, if you were really concerned about that, you would go to Facebook, right? Facebook? Or if he's doing something wrong, you would go to the police.
Yeah, any of those things.
You wouldn't just go on Twitter to say, I have this information. What should I do with it? Show us this information.
Don't you kind of assume, though, and I might be wrong, but don't you assume that anything online you post, whether it's a secret message or not, somebody out there has access to
could end up reading it.
Sure. And they're looking at it, right?
They probably aren't, because think of there's yes. think of the hundreds of millions of people that are on Facebook. Who's going to have the time to whittle it down to Charlie and read your messages?
Yeah. No, but you're right about that, but I'd assume people, if they wanted, they could. If they worked at any of these places, Facebook, Twitter, anything.
Yeah, I would say that I wasn't surprised by this. If the guy's doing something wrong, I'm sure he'll be caught. But I think this researcher is just trying to get attention. I've got to take a break. We are in Savannah, Georgia right now on board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. I know that Jeffrey was eating at a TA in Virginia all day yesterday. He had the Country Pride restaurant.
Then I came back to the bus, took a nap.
Yeah.
And then I was trying to see if there's any good movies on the Plex, you know, on the iPads and the bunks, you know.
Yeah.
And then I went over to Taco Bell and had dinner.
Yep.
Because they were the only place, that's the only place around that we could eat at. So
they had Taco Bell, they had Subway in there.
Popeyes.
They had Popeyes in this particular location. So there you have a lot of different fast food places at TA and Petro Stopping Centers. I've got to take a break. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. It's never been done before. They're not just broadcasting to everywhere. They're broadcasting from everywhere. Now back to Rolling Glory 1. Fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
Savannah, Georgia, on board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. On our way down to West Palm Beach. Jeffrey, you've been there before last year.
Had a great time.
All right. Who do you want to see this year?
Ice Cube is like one of the acts I want to see.
Okay.
So a lot of the other acts you and I were talking about these yesterday, a lot of them are ones I may have heard the names. But there's a lot of new acts playing this year.
Yeah,
so
we went over the whole list.
Uh-huh.
And Billy Idol is up in the air still.
Bom Doozy's date for Billy Idol.
What do you mean up in the air?
He didn't really know a lot of the songs.
Jeffrey doesn't know Billy Idol songs?
He only knows Moni Moni and
Rock the Cradle of Love.
He never heard White Wedding in his life.
Rebel Yell.
Oh, come on.
He's never heard these songs.
He's faking it.
I've heard of them. Doesn't mean I've heard them.
Yeah. They're impossible.
Yeah, he's heard those songs. It's impossible to avoid those songs.
Dancing with Myself, he's never heard.
Even if you're not a Billy Idol fan, you wouldn't be able to avoid those songs. Let me go to Jerry. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jerry.
Hello, Rover.
Hey.
So, what do I bring at a point? I don't know if you guys have noticed. As far as the format that Jeffrey follows when he remembers things or doesn't, I think we all agree that we tend to remember more things about things that we're, A, interested in or care about. So, for example, Jeffrey, he knows all facts about planes, trains, wrestling, porn stars. But things as far as his kids, he doesn't care about. That's why he doesn't remember anything.
Or funny.
Doesn't care. For example, he saw Avengers. I guarantee you, he was there, zoned the hell out. However, he can remember a documentary about something he did care about years ago.
I was never into the whole comic book thing. I just wanted to see how the movie
But it's almost, Jerry, impossible to, even if I'm not interested in something, I'm not into comic book movies either. Apparently, I'm the only one, because this is all they make these days. But if I saw the movie 4 days ago, I would remember the major plot points of that movie, even if I wasn't interested in it.
One that he didn't remember was the biggest plot point of the entire movie.
You said they spent 30 minutes on it in this movie.
Well, I'm not talking about that one. That one's obvious. I'm saying, I don't want to say what it is again, but the one is talked about the entire movie. It's the person's entire goal of the movie. They do this thing at the end of the movie.
Uh-huh.
And Jeffrey goes, I don't know who did that thing. But it's the thing that's been... How many times do you think they mention it, Snitzer, in the movie?
Oh, at least five.
At least five times he mentions what he wants to do. The entire goal of the main person, I would even consider Thanos maybe the protagonist in the film.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
Thanos is the villain. He wants to kill, but he wants to cleanse the universe.
But is it
the
movie
kind of about him and his goal, and he wants to achieve this goal. That's all they talk about the entire movie. And then he does this thing, and Jeffrey goes, I don't remember
that. He doesn't remember that. And that the whole movie revolved basically around whether doing that guy does that or not.
Yes.
I see.
That's what I said when I reviewed it. That was his goal, was he wants to, it's a sanitized form of genocide.
No, but you just read that off of, first of all, you didn't come up with the phrase, it's a sanitized form of genocide.
No, I just came up with that phrase.
No, you did.
No way. That sounds like something that a reviewer would do online. Those words.
In fact, let me just do a quick Google search of that. Sanitized form of genocide. Let's see here.
Are you guys going to see?
Maybe he did come up with that.
I think he did.
He might have come
up with it. Just popped right in my head.
I believe he did come up with that.
He might have come up with his first phrase that he ever. All right. Well, maybe we just stop doing his movie reviews then. If he's not paying attention to these movies and he doesn't know what's going on, why do Skidmark Cinema any longer?
I think that's run its course.
Okay. All right. Run its course. No more Skidmark Cinema. I'm fine with that.
Book review? What could he do?
Well, we can come up with something, but I'm fine with that. He doesn't pay attention in these movies.
I seriously love Skidmark Cinema.
Me too.
Movies. So we need something else. Do you have any suggestions?
I try to come up with it, and then you guys do.
Well, go ahead. What's your idea?
I haven't thought of anything yet. I mean, like, I thought I got a kick out of, like, you know, talking about movies and everything like that and everything. And
oh, now you're sad that it's gone.
In a way, yeah. But
you're the one that suggested
it ran its course.
Yeah, 10 seconds. You guys also believe it's ran. I'm saying what you guys believe too. No, I'm just kind of like
Jeffrey.
6:30
this morning, you said it's ran its course, and I don't want to do it anymore. So
that's my belief.
Okay. When you're into the movie, I love it. And you're not trying to tell us the ending?
That's what I was trying to avoid when I reviewed it on Monday. That's the thing I was trying to do.
You did
a great job.
You didn't reveal it.
But
you did not reveal it
yet. Actually didn't reveal anything about the movie.
That's why I was afraid of these questions you were asking. That's what I was trying to pound into your skull, that some of these questions you were asking.
Oh, so you knew the answers to all those questions? Someone said that Jeffrey didn't go see this movie and gave me a list of 10 questions. Jeffrey didn't get one right. Not one.
And they were basic questions.
Basic questions
basic
about the
questions
plot of the movie.
Basic questions that could probably give away.
But so you're telling me now that you know all of those answers and you just were trying to
It probably just popped in my head, too.
Right. So, I see. All right.
I don't know. My brain is just
dyslexic.
Completely.
Speaking of heads and popping, I saw Snitzer, our video guy. He still has this bandage on his head from where he had his cancer mole removed from.
Not removed. They just did the biopsy to find out.
Right. Are they going to remove this? Do you have any updates to this, Snitz?
Yeah, I have a date set when we get back for the surgery.
So how do they do that exactly?
That Mohs treatment, whatever. They slice off a layer.
Yeah. I got a woman
like a deli slicer.
Has she emailed you guys these pictures too?
I saw that, yeah.
This woman says, my friend, she didn't want the pictures put up on RMGTV, but she said, my friend, before Snitz even brought up Mohs, she sent an email and said, my friend just had this, what kind of cancer is it, Snitz?
Basal cell carcinoma.
Basal cell carcinoma. My friend just had this, and she had to have this Mohs procedure to get it taken off, and her whole face is like...
Why did this person email this to Snitz?
It was before Snitz even had it. Was diagnosed with this.
Hey, this is what you're going to look like.
And the woman's face is all messed up. Have you seen that?
No, I didn't see this email. I saw enough gross ones. I just Googled the procedure, and I'm hoping those are worst-case scenario pictures I saw.
Yeah, I probably have a big scar, but, you know.
All right, well, it seems like it recovers pretty well, though. It looks bad for a while, but then I think it recovers. This woman said that her friend is doing well, recovering well. Things are starting to look good. But it was like it wasn't just a little spot like Snitz had. It was the whole side of her face. They're not going to do that to you, are they?
No, I don't know how big the slices are, but they slice off a layer. They go look under a microscope, see if the cancer's there. If it still is, they come back, slice off more. They keep on doing that until they get all of it.
Like how you do with toilet paper. You just keep wiping until it's clean.
Keep wiping until all the, you
know, and then some of us do
and
that.
Then you stop. So that's what they're going to do. They're just going to keep slicing until they don't see cancer anymore.
Uh-huh.
And then what after that? Do they have to go back and like
Or test? Do you think it's possible that the doctor will say, I didn't have enough time, so I just did one slice and I had to hurry back? Kind of like some people do with toilet paper.
I hope not.
Okay. Or just say the one person that used to work on a show forgot to wipe his ass after taking a dump. That wasn't me.
Very subtle.
So you don't know how big of an area they scraped down.
No, I mean, it shouldn't be much more than the area is. Maybe this big bandage, maybe like size of an eyeball.
Okay, because this woman's face, she might have had a bigger spot than you. It was from her, like the side of her eye to the side of her mouth. Her whole face was just...
Oh, Snitcher's little thing was...
I know, but this woman...
I'd like to know
they
where
might
this
take
woman
more
started.
Than yeah, they, sure they, you take, know, yeah. than what you see visibly on the side mm-hmm. of your face. Maybe there's more underneath, perhaps.
Yeah, clearance. You want to take a little more clearance uh-huh. then.
And then afterwards, I come back. I'm sorry, I make an appointment for to come back and give a whole body look over, basically, all my moles and whatnot.
Do they take a little sample of all your moles?
No, they'll probably look at them, see if anything looks weird.
And then if it does look weird, then they'll take a sample?
Yeah. Ooh.
So now, have you had your wife inspect your entire body? I mean, a close inspection from head to toe, your back, your ass, everything.
Blood crack, taint, nut sack.
Uh-huh. That's normal. No, no. Yeah, she's looked at a couple of my moles.
Which moles? Let me see them.
No, I'm not going to show you my moles.
I mean, they must have been where he's unable to view them.
Yeah, you'd look at your own mole.
Right.
So,
yeah, so where do you have these moles that your wife is looking, Snitch?
I have a mole or two around my body, yeah.
But?
Back-end?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Yes.
What, you're near your sphincter?
No, not near that.
Where is?
Yeah, those various moles. I don't know. I said, hey, take a look at this one.
Like which? Okay, which one did you want her to look at?
I probably can't remember. No, nothing weird. No.
Where is it?
Ball sack?
What? Like, no, like back and stuff. You know,
back.
Yeah, nothing weird.
Uh huh.
Did you have her check your crack?
No.
Well, what you if you should. Have a mole in there? You'd never know.
Yeah, you can't really see that.
Doozy claims she had some green mole removed from her ass crack.
Yeah. I did. I
How did you know that it existed?
I was dating a guy, JT was his name, and he liked to flip me over, and he's like, what's this? And I'm like, I can't see it. I didn't know. So I think to this day, I didn't even see it, but I have a scar still in my butt crack.
Wait, so he would flip you over. What do you mean? Like, do you from behind, doggy style? What do you mean flip you
yeah,
over?
Yeah, he liked to do that. I hated it.
Doggy?
But thank God he
what,
did
you
that.
Like any of it?
She doesn't like anything.
Every girl loves doggy.
No, doggy hurts. It hurts
She
me.
Claims it hurts. It hurts, she says.
It does.
Is he doing the right spot?
No, it just, it gives the guy too much control as far as force, if that makes sense. And it just, for me, it just hurts. I don't know, I might be the only one, but... thank God he did do that because he found that mole.
She hates every position, basically.
I hate you.
Unless you're on top, she hates every position.
Yeah.
Unless, wait.
Missionary. That's it.
That's
no.
all
that's
she likes.
Guy's okay. controlling that.
I'm good.
That's all
How is
she
that
likes.
Different than doggy?
All she likes is missionary.
Snitch.
So the guy flipped you over.
Yes.
Hey, wait a second. And he's doing you, what is he? Have you bent over a bed or are you up on all fours? What
I don't
are you
remember.
Doing?
This was like in 1995.
Well, oh, I could see her 94. Being on all fours. She's like, this is going to make me poop in this position. I feel like I'm going to fart.
No, yeah. It wasn't on the... I think we had a waterbed. So when we lived together, and I hated having
How
sex on
the waterbed.
How do
you get on all fours and do doggy style
No,
I
know. So it wasn't on the
bed.
Bed.
It could like, be it was, done.
Oh, God, Charlie.
Yeah, isn't it all like wavy going back and forth? And uh-huh. You can't get any...
No, no, use the wave to your advantage. Ride that wave.
That's the worst.
But your knees, how do you get your knees?
You don't know how to surf, man.
So the guy's behind you pumping away and he goes, ew, what's this?
Sure. Yeah. He found it. It was green. It was cancerous.
Can you imagine
mole.
Anything that gross? You're behind a chick, you're banging her from behind, and she has a big green
toxic
mole right
hairy mole.
Ass crack. I mean,
are the lights on?
I don't remember.
It was glowing. The lights were off, but the mole was glowing.
Fluorescent green.
But green, that's a weird color for
yeah.
a mole.
And I had purple on my face, a purple one right in my eyebrow. So when the moles are discolored, obviously that's when it's been going on too long. So but when it, like the one, I had my daughter check my back, but I go every year to get my whole body checked, head to toe.
Was it bad, me and Snitz were just hanging in the sun for 3 hours yesterday?
Yes. Snitz, yes.
So, Snitz, do you not protect yourself from the sun now?
I have sunscreen, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you had it on?
Yeah, I bring with me.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you had it on.
Good.
So, Snitz protects himself with sunscreen, wears a helmet when they're riding around on their electric skateboards. Charlie still refuses to wear a helmet.
I just can't find a cool helmet.
I saw him riding around on his dumb electric skateboard yesterday.
Super cool.
And
no helmet. Oh.
No helmet. And he was cruising probably about 20 miles per hour.
Moving, man.
If you fall off at 20 miles per hour.
Tuck and roll.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
He's going to break his arm when he puts his hand down. Yep. I was just thinking about that because wasn't it like a freeway entrance you guys had to cross yesterday?
Oh, man, it was rough.
I'm like, where are you guys riding this at?
We rode down because we were in nowhere, Virginia. Like, I don't remember all the. So Snitzer and I, the only thing we could find to do is they have a big pencil downtown. Like, it's a large pencil.
Not the world's biggest pencil.
Not by any means.
Did you see it?
We get there.
This is a kind of big pencil.
Kind of a big pencil.
Yeah.
Snitz, I couldn't believe it. We had to skateboard there, and there's no sidewalk. So we're on the main road. It's like 45 on this road. And Snitzer's like, I don't know if I want to do that. And I was like, I understand, because I'm not sure if I want to. It's down a hill. You can't see on the other side.
Uh-huh.
You don't know if a car's coming and just going to smash into you. So I was like, all right, Snitz, I'll just go on. I'll go myself, and I'll report back about the big pencil.
About the big pencil.
And he's like,
I don't know. Snitz can't leave you.
Snitz, well, peer and then he put it. I said, you don't have to go. I don't want to make you go if you're not comfortable. And he goes, I'll go. And then we strapped up.
I don't want to miss this pencil, man.
So we get to the big pencil, and then Snitzer was so disappointed. He's like, well, that's not the big pencil. It's a big pencil. He goes, that's not the big pencil. That's an advertisement for the big pencil.
Like, because it's on the outside of a stationery store. It's the stationery store's like logo thing. This is it.
How big was the pencil?
About 8 feet.
It's a big pencil.
Do you have a picture of it?
Yeah. I don't know if I have any with me, but I'll go into Snitz. But yeah.
You had to use the zoom lens to take a picture of it.
It's the sign on the, it just sticks out of the sign on the stupid store.
Asking where the pencil was, and it's just massive. Massive 8-foot pencil. I'm like, that's it. There's nothing else. That's the only place, only thing. Here's the problem. Mm-hmm. So we're a mile and a half in this little city.
Mm-hmm.
My skateboard controller died. So now it won't move anymore. I have to push it all the way back. It's a mile and a half. So I had to go around and try to find some place to charge this. What a pain in the ass that was. The skateboard's like 20, 25 pounds. Like, walking a mile and a half with that. And it's kind of awkward to hold.
Mm.
It was real bad out there. So I'll send the picture of the pencil. I mean, it's kind of big.
It's kind of a big pencil. Sounds sounds like fun.
Tune in to RMG TV right now to look at it.
Shannon in Binghamton, New York. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Shannon.
Hi. So back in November, I'm a ginger. I have very fair skin, so I have tons of moles. Probably should have been checking on stuff long before a year ago. Or 6 months ago, I went to a dermatologist, had a couple biopsies done because I had this thing on my head under my hair. I thought it was just scared they wouldn't go away. Well, it turns out it was squamous cell carcinoma on my head and shoulder. So I had to have two surgeries done on my head and one on my shoulder. Mm. Like I got in a bar fight. I had like 12 stitches on my head, but I finally beat it. I found out like 2 weeks ago. That it's gone.
Well, it's good. It's good. Yeah. Snitz is still putting up the good fight right now. Hopefully he pulls through with his basal cell carcinoma. I think we do have some ideas on how to raise some funds for Snitzer.
We ended this?
What's that?
Turn your mic on.
We ended this idea?
We have, a few different ideas. You have an idea. I think there are some other ideas. Yeah, we can do something for
But Snitz. We all have to do something.
Do you have any ideas, Snitz, of how much this is going to cost, this procedure?
No. I mean, I know what my deductible is if they cover it. So,
are they going to cover
it? Oh, if he has insurance. If
they have insurance.
Insurance is going to cover this?
I don't know. They haven't yet, but somebody said if I could resubmit it with different wording, I can get it covered. So,
I mean, if it's cancerous, you would think they would cover it.
That's what I thought, but.
If we do a fundraiser for Snitz, we may have to put this in some sort of escrow then and maybe just hold on to the money.
Maybe wait to find out.
Maybe donate to a cancer fund in Snitzer's name, perhaps.
Or don't do anything. Donate to somebody who actually needs it. Uh-huh.
My idea was, do you want to say what the ideas are?
Sure.
We do like an auction. Everybody would have to like auction themselves off in some way. Like, could you set up an auction site? I don't know how it would work, but we'd put it up and like, I would shave my head. A listener can come in, shave my entire head, and whoever the highest bidder is, the money then would go to Snitzer.
Okay.
And I don't know
Do you put up what you're going to do in advance, and that's what they're bidding on. So
yeah, like everybody could like say, I'm going to donate this. Like,
what if they did it differently? What if we had five or six things, and the person could bid on it, but then the winning bidder also determines who on the show has to do that.
Well,
okay.
Once they're for instance, shaving your head.
Dieter's okay. not.
That could be one of the things.
I'm not.
I see what you're saying.
You want to do that, dude?
And I'm into this idea. Now, once you're done, once are you out of the running? Like, say,
yes, I think so.
You can't have all five things happen to you.
Yes.
Like, I don't know what anybody else would be willing to do.
Uh-huh.
So it's up to you guys to kind of be willing to do something. I think Nad said he had an idea.
Yeah, I was thinking about getting like initials from some fan tattooed on me, as long as their names aren't Frederick Allen Green or Gary Andrew Yoder, as long as they're just respectable.
Who are those?
If they're initials.
Who are those guys?
Frederick Allen Green tattoo on me. They're initials, douchey.
Oh, F-A. Okay, got it.
So, yeah, I'll put that in there.
If there is real initials, like their birth initials, Nads would get it tattooed on his body.
Yes.
Okay.
Along with their phone number, so you could call them in the middle of the night. Yeah. Hey, do you still like me?
And then, like, I like your idea, too. We all just put something in, and the listener decides who gets what.
All right.
But what would you guys be willing to do?
You have to think about it.
Jeffrey, what would you be willing to do in order to cure
Spencer
of
life.
Cancer?
Oh, I mean, I got a lock of my hair from my most recent haircut.
Oh, a
I
can, lock of your hair. You'll give up a lock of your hair.
I'm locking that off.
Wow.
You save part of your hair?
You're saving locks of your hair?
Yeah, I mean, I thought I was probably going to donate it to was it Locks of Love?
For a really short haircut, yeah.
Yeah.
Was a little tail, you mean? The
little
tail?
Yeah.
People grow their hair for years and cut it off.
Yeah, there's like that's their ankles, ideal. And then they cut it.
It's not.
Wait, so you were just going to give a lock of hair?
One rat tail.
Or I just auction it off to the highest bidder and give the money to Snitz.
But you weren't thinking about Snitz when you decided to.
Well, I thought it was like an idea. And I said, well, and I look at it, it's too small to donate.
You did not.
I think I just keep it.
Did you ask them or did you take it off the floor or how did you get this lock of your own hair?
I just asked them if they could save it for me.
Okay.
Oh my God.
So it was on the floor.
On the floor. They cut it. They cut it and they put it in an envelope for me.
Why?
This is like what they do for a child's first haircut.
Yeah, I remember when I went to this haircut place, they would they'd take you a little piece of hair. They had a hair machine. You'd walk up and you'd put it in this big box, and it would eat your hair, and then a prize would pop up.
Oh, I remember doing that. Yes.
And you'd it was like one of those things you could throw at the wall. It was just a garbage prize, but I don't know why. I don't know what purpose was, but it made the haircut fun. Jeffrey, you're 48 years old.
Oh,
you're keeping locks?
I mean, it's this particular lock that I have is nice and curly, like my hair is.
Like a pig's tail? Like
not a pig's tail. It's just curly. My hair is naturally curly.
Was it a plain
long.
Envelope that they put
yeah,
it in?
Yeah, they put it in a plain envelope. I have
didn't
it at
say
home.
Like baby's first haircut
no.
or anything like that on there.
And you asked to keep this?
Yeah, why not? I mean,
and what was the reaction of the woman when you asked her this?
Really, she was like, "Oh, okay, no problem."
All right.
But I thought with the Snitz, and I thought that would be a nice little thing to.
Well,
auction.
I think it would be more fun, like shaving the head, like something you don't really want to do. I think that's part of the thing.
Yeah.
You know? Like you're shaving your head,
right?
Getting kicked in the balls, right. Doing something weird. I mean, you know.
Jason, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jason.
You guys got to do an auction, I think, for like a day on the bus. Highest bidder wins a day on the bus with you guys or a day with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
All right. Well, I know that we are, excuse me, we have something else that we're working on right now to actually, excuse me, with a band. I don't have an announcement yet, but I believe we're going to do this.
Working.
Where we're going to go on to. Okay, we're going to go on tour with a band for about a week, and you will be able to come with us and be the band's roadie for that period of time, for three different shows, I think, two or three different shows. You get to be their roadie. There's a few different bands that are on this tour, and we're going to be hooking up with the tour and going with them. So you will actually ride on the bus with us and be a roadie Charlie was a roadie for a while. He tried that for a week or two until they fired him.
That's rough work.
Yep, yep. So we're going to put you to work.
Rover, is it two buses or one bus? All of us in the band.
No. We're not in the band.
We're just sharing the convoy.
We're in a convoy.
Okay, I was worried we're all going to squeeze it on this bus with a band and a fan. I was like, oh, boy.
That's not going to work.
The lead singer is going to sleep in your bunk with you.
Oh, God.
You're okay with that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. The lead singer might, what if it's a woman? Might be a girl.
Oh, then I'm in.
Okay. Let me take a break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Rover said living on a bus could be the worst decision he's ever made.
Wait, hold on. He lived with Doogie for how long?
Now back to Rolling Glory 1. Fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. On Rover's Morning Glory.
Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. We're in Savannah, Georgia this morning. Beautiful place, beautiful weather. We've been here once before. We saw an alligator here out in the wild. Before.
Oh, yeah. That guy walks up to me and he goes, hey, man, you want to see something cool? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, I want to show you a reptile. And I'm like, is this guy going to be like,
pull out my snake?
Yeah, here's my snake. What do you think of it? And he's like, no, come here. He goes, there's an alligator right there. And I looked over the bridge, and there was, what would you say, 8-foot, 9-foot alligator?
Yeah, I guess probably 8 feet, I guess.
Massive thing. And we were feeding it chicken and flowers. And if we fell over that thing, he would chomp you up in a second, I think.
Remember, there was a bunch of them, though, remember?
Yeah, there were more.
Smaller ones. Yeah.
Mike, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mike.
Rover, I love the idea of a fundraiser for Snitz. What's the opening bid going to be on Dieter drinking some root beer?
You a-hole. It's going to be $1 million.
$1 billion. All right. Thank you. Doogie, we have the shizzy coming up in a moment. What do you have on the way?
I've got some good stories coming up. A lot of car stories, and one involves a woman that has a desire to be with a car and what cops saw. I'll tell you that story coming up next.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. 51 says, bid on Doogie's vagina. Let someone dust that thing off, finally. Let's see here. Here's someone that says, I wouldn't want to be a roadie for a band. That sucks. Then don't enter the contest, you douche.
If it was your favorite band, think about that. How can you get any closer to your favorite band? Anybody would love to do it. Depends who the band is, but if you're a fan, I'll go crazy.
You don't enter the contest if you don't want to be a roadie for the band. Other people are saying that they would. They want to know who the bands are. I don't have any announcement on that yet, but we will, I think, probably pretty soon have an announcement on this. Jeff, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jeff.
Rover, I love the idea of helping out Snitz. How about doing like individual bidding? So, you know, if you guys do bid, and then, you know, whoever bids the highest gets to spend like a full day just with that, you know, particular person. So, like, you know, with Dieter, you maybe go get some beers, get some wings. With Jeffrey, get to, you know, hang out, watch a WWE pay-per-view, or you get to play around golf. Right.
You'd pay for it.
Hang out, you know.
Well, that would be easier for us. I don't know if it would be as entertaining on the air.
Yeah, I think we could turn this into we'd do things, and it would be entertaining, and Snitz would get a bunch of money.
But it now sounds like Snitz, his insurance may cover this whole thing, so we may not have to do this.
Yeah, never mind.
Yeah.
I was going to shave my head and eyebrows. That was going to be my thing.
Oh, everything. Just the eyebrows,
totally
too.
Well, my deductible is $5,000.
No, that's not.
$5,000 deductible?
That's, you get better insurance. That's your fault. That's on
you. Dude,
that's if they cover it.
I don't know how they wouldn't. If it was just cosmetic and it was just, you know, a little something on your face, of course they wouldn't cover it. But if it's cancerous, They don't have to cover it.
I think they
it.
Would that's have
the whole
to cover
point
it.
Yes, having insurance.
That's exactly what insurance is for. Yeah. I'm sure. Yeah. I think they have to cover that. Now, you may be out the $5,000, your deductible, but it's if you haven't paid anything the rest of, you know, that's for the whole year. Those high deductible plans is you have to pay up to $5,000 out of your own pocket before they start covering everything. So, you know, I guess they probably won't cover. Obviously, you'll be out some amount of money out of your own pocket. Well, but we don't know how much the procedure costs either.
What are you willing to auction?
I don't know. I haven't thought about it yet.
Teeter?
I heard. I was trying to think. I had an idea. I was going to save it for Friday on the show when that chick comes on. So I don't know if I should save it for that or save it for a schnitzer. Or should I say it now?
Well, maybe just save it.
Okay, yeah, it's something good,
it's
but I'm like.
Weird thing. It could either be for the girl from the midday show
that's what
at
I'm
West
saying.
Palm Station who's going to be on the show Friday, or for Schnitzer's fundraiser, one of the others.
Yeah, which is better? I'm like, I think this is better for the girl from the midday to kind of welcome her to the show. And I'm like, Schnitzer, you know, have a backup plan.
Okay. All right, Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yes, sir.
Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
There was a three-month investigative report out of West Los Angeles, and it was at a veterans hospital. And the investigative reporter, oh my gosh, he found a fly infestation. It was so bad because of what he uncovered. There were flies in operating rooms and all over this VA hospital that this investigation forced them to postpone more than 80 surgeries because the conditions were horrible. He said he had undercover notes. He had video. He said the halls of this hospital, this medical center, it looked like decorative lights, but they were really fly traps known as fly lights. They learned that more than 200 traps had to be installed because of this outbreak of flies that's been going on for years. How disgusting is that? So they have put.
Why do
a
we
stop
have flies?
To...
You know,
that's
why
what you can't
get
we out
just
of this?
Get rid of those.
They must serve some sort of function. And
just get rid of them. Annihilate
the
them.
Animal world. Aren't they?
Birds like them. Don't birds eat them?
Birds eat mosquitoes.
Frogs
eat June bugs. We do not need flies.
So we can just get rid of them. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
New cars sold in the U.S. now must have backup cameras in order to help drivers avoid accidents. There's a federal regulation that took full effect today, and it's going to require the rear view cameras and video displays on all new models. So they say that safety advocates, they were behind this. They say cameras will help prevent accidents in which pedestrians or often children, for that matter, they're run over because a driver just can't see them.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, a lot of kids are run over. You wouldn't think this, but a lot of kids are run over every year from people backing up, backing out of their garage, run over their own kids, run over the neighbor's kids. This is something that could have probably been implemented years ago, but government and regulation moves slowly, so this probably will save some lives.
You know what? So I went down for a model of my car, and my going down a step, it's a cheaper fix, but it doesn't have the, it has the camera, it doesn't have the sensor alarm, so that if you know you're backing up and you're too close, it doesn't, I hate that. I wish that all cars
had. You need that?
I do. I think that would save lives, too.
This is very strange about Doogie.
What?
So she paid off her car. Then she got a new car, but it's like the cheaper model with less options, and now she has a car payment again.
Right, that's
for
so
something
dumb.
That's smaller and has less features. I don't understand this.
I miss that feature. If you're... As far as putting cameras into
all... You would have
all,
had it if you would have just kept your old
I
car.
I know that.
Right, you had it in your old car.
I got that, but I think,
which was paid off.
Yeah, I got that. Mister, I'm just saying that I think if you put the sensory panel in all cars along with the cameras, I think that sensory panel is much more
the
important.
The sensory panel. Let's see how
what does it do? I've never been in a... I've never had a car that had one.
It just beeps when you're getting close to something.
Yeah.
I would turn it off. It's so damn annoying.
So it wouldn't stop.
Come on. Why would you turn that off?
Rover, because if I was close to a garage or something, it would go beep, 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 beep. And I'm like,
yeah,
I can see it.
It beeps faster the closer you get to something.
I see it. I have mirrors. I can look with my eyes. It's not that hard. I don't need that stupid thing.
So it doesn't stop you, though?
No.
It doesn't
just
stop you.
It's just warning you. It's the. You don't need it.
I would like to have it. Speaking of a car and running people over, how about a 90-year-old getting hit by a car? That's exactly what happened. A car wash worker in Brooklyn struck and killed an 85-year-old woman and critically injured her 90-year-old husband while pulling out of a drive-thru yesterday afternoon. Witnesses say he ran the lady over. He just crushed her. I saw this video, and I wish I wouldn't have seen it. It was surveillance video, and I can't get it out of my mind. It was horrible what I saw. The police said the employee at the Marine Park car wash had rear-ended a Honda that the elderly couple arrived in as it was going through the car wash. So the pair was outside of the car. They were inspecting the damage when the worker slammed into them and then hit reverse and then struck them both again. And it's all...
Oh, wow. Ran them back over again.
Yep. They say he initially backed up into the building in a panic after the rear-end collision before accelerating forward and then nailed the man and the woman just moments later. So it was a really sad, sad video. You live that long and then you get hit in a car wash? Like, that sucks. Totally.
Yeah.
And then my last car story comes out of Pennsylvania. There's a woman who lives in West Norton, and she's been diagnosed with something called mechanophilia. It's a sexual attraction to cars, to vehicles, and it's very real. A few weeks ago, apparently the traffic driving past her house was just filled with too many hot, sexy cars. She couldn't take it anymore. So she bolted out of her house and she started running through traffic because she wanted to be, she's attracted to cars. Someone obviously called the cops. Wow. They wound up tracking her down. When they caught up with her, she was standing in a parking lot. And they reminded her that running through traffic is dangerous. They took her home. When they got there, she ran over to a Nissan Pathfinder. She started kissing it, hugging it, calling it Husky Bear. Then she yelled at another car who she wasn't that into, that she didn't like. But some cars she's totally attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tom Brokaw has now three accusers as far as saying he sexually harassed them. Another woman has come forward to accuse the veteran NBC News anchor of making an unwanted advance toward her when she was a young reporter many years ago. So this is now the third woman accusing him.
This is driving me crazy.
How long ago was this one?
During the 60s.
Nothing's recent.
Freelance.
During the 60s?
50 years ago?
During the 60s?
Yeah.
How would you...
You got to be kidding me. And no. Okay, so what did he do? I can't wait to hear the rest of this story. Did he just try to take her out on a date and she was like, I'm not interested? Or did he force himself upon her? Let's hear it. Let me hear the details.
She's a freelance reporter, and Mary Reinholz is her name. She wrote that Brokaw French kissed her inside of her home during the 60s after they met at a press conference, and he helped her with a story. So she said that he French kissed her and forced her to kiss. So I pulled away, reminding him that he was married and a tryst was out of the question, she said. He said, yes, it would be unfair to Meredith, meaning his wife.
Okay. So he kissed this broad. I mean,
you're
50
about
years ago.
Something that happened half a century ago and that's coming out?
Yeah, I mean, this is too much. It's gone too far. If a guy did something to you recently, great. But, I mean, to hold something secret for 50 years, and it sounds like, did he grab her and force himself to kiss her, or was she sort of a willing participant?
And then she's
like, oh, we shouldn't because you're married. And he's like, oh, you're probably right.
Yeah,
I mean, that doesn't sound that bad. But, all right, go on.
All right, that's it. That's all I got. That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
You won't catch him helping an old lady cross the street. But Rover does have a soft spot for hot chicks in need of a hookup. The Thursday Hookup. Sign up at roverradio.com.
John, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, John.
Hey, got a quick question for Doogie. First of all, Doogie, all the crap you take, I think you're hot, right? So here I'm going to kick into full creep mode. Would you take a donation for this cancer fundraiser and have a picture of you taken topless.
Ooh.
Ooh.
No, now that's... I'm not doing anything sexual like that. No, I love you,
Snitz. Would you want to date with somebody?
We can talk about some stuff. Yeah, I love you, Snitz. I'll do whatever I can to help raise money, but I'm not nothing sexual on my end. Not doing that.
How about this?
Didn't we do those charity dates?
Yeah.
Your face doesn't have to be in the picture.
No, I'm not doing anything sexual. Not doing it.
You're not a team player.
Yeah, I am. Different idea. Next. Right.
Poor Snitz probably won't make it through because Doogie didn't show her boobs.
Thanks a lot, Doogie.
Or how about Doogie in a bikini?
No.
We always try to get her to do that.
That's not a bad idea, Jeffrey. Yeah.
We've been trying to get her to do that for years to put a bikini on.
Have we?
Would you take a picture of your junk?
No.
Poor Snitzer.
I'll take a kick. I'll take a swift kick to the nuts for Snitz.
Now we're talking.
Kick to the nuts for Snitzer.
All right,
okay.
That's what you're putting down?
Yeah, I mean, if Deer could survive a swift kick, then I know I could.
Okay.
Your All ball right. might explode. You got that big ball on that one side, wow. man. It's like a cantaloupe.
Well, hey, my balls are broken anyway.
So, like, the way it would work, a listener would give money.
Yeah.
Somebody that doesn't like Jeffrey could donate a bunch of money.
Yep.
And then kick him in the balls as hard as he possibly
That's right.
can.
Yeah.
And you're willing to do that.
Yeah, I'm going to wind up dying anyway. Might as well walk in a blaze of glory.
Okay. It's going to be such a powerful kick to your balls.
Yeah.
You're going to die?
You're going to choke on your balls. You're going to go up into your throat. You die.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Right. I've got to take a break. We are live in Savannah, Georgia, on board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. You can stop at a location, get some food. They have full-service restaurants inside TA and Petro Stopping Centers. The Country Pride restaurants are inside of TA's. Iron Skillet is inside of the Petro Stopping Centers. They have over 250 full-service restaurants located all throughout the country with great food. I've eaten at quite a few of these. I love it. It's really good. I actually, when we first started doing it, I go, this can't be good food. It's good food. Really is. Not lying to you. It's good. Let me take a quick break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. No shoes, no no service. Cell phone service, that is. Life on the road with Rolling Glory 1. Fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. On Rover's Morning Glory.
We are live in Savannah, Georgia, on board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. Beautiful weather here today. It's very nice in Savannah. It's perfect. Perfect weather, right?
Yeah. Summer weather, finally.
We're going to be at West Palm Beach for the next few days, which we're heading tonight. We'll be leaving Savannah, heading down to West Palm. We're going to Sunfest, and we'll do a fan meetup down in West Palm. Stop out and say hello. We'll have some drinks with you. We'll give you details on that at some point, I guess. Tomorrow we'll give you details on that, tomorrow morning. I just don't know where and when we're going to do that. I know that they wanted to do something inside Sunfest, and maybe we'll do that, but I think we should do something outside of Sunfest. So you
got a bar or something?
Yeah. So we'll do that. We'll give you the details on that tomorrow morning. One of the parents... of someone who was killed in the Parkland school shooting. Meadow Pollock was an 18-year-old girl who was killed. Her father is suing the cop who did not go into the building when the shooting was taking place. He's filed a wrongful death lawsuit saying that... Scott Peterson, the name of this, I think he was a sheriff's deputy, that he did not go into the school, and that's what allowed all of these people to be murdered, and he wants everyone to know what a coward that guy was. What do you think of this? Is that a fair lawsuit?
Probably within their right to do, but if I was that cop, I don't know if I was the only one on the scene. I don't know what's on the other side of that door.
Kids dying on the other side.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's One shooter, two shooters. I don't know. That's why I'm not a cop, though.
I think he has a hard time to win this lawsuit.
I agree, but this. I'm not a cop for that reason, because I would never want to be put in that position.
And the thing of it,
he signed
up.
He wasn't drafted into the police. He signed up. He wanted to go protect people. And when his job, the one time that his job really, really mattered, right here, he didn't do it. So probably okay to get sued.
I think he has a lawsuit. I think he can get paid out. The guy has the training. He has a gun. The only guy on the scene that had a gun other than the shooter.
All the cop will have to do is say that he was assessing the situation and reporting back.
I thought he was out there for 5 minutes.
Probably. He was assessing the situation. I'm not saying he shouldn't have done something differently. I'm just saying you're not going to win a lawsuit against us. There's no way that you're going to win this lawsuit.
The other thing I wanted to mention is that the cops also, when they get a call, a lot of times they don't know what they're walking into. They know what kind of call they're responding to, but they're not going to know what's really going on.
He didn't get a call. He was there. Yeah. Remember?
He
was the school cop.
Okay. That's the one place he's supposed to be to go protect kids. So, I don't know. I keep thinking about if I would walk in there, and I have to be honest, I don't think I would, because I'm a pussy. But I've never signed up for that job to want to do that.
You don't have the training.
Would you expect a normal person to go in, not a cop?
Do they have a gun?
Yeah.
That's a question. If your kid's in the school, if I had a kid in the school,
if your actual kid's
if I'm just walking by,
if you're walking by, you hear gunshots, you see kids running out, you have a gun on you, do you go in? I don't think I would. As much as I would want to be the hero and save people, I don't know if I really would be able. I'm too big of a pussy. I am a coward. I would do that.
So he's filed his lawsuit. He says it has nothing to do with money. He says, I want to expose that coward so bad wherever he goes. I want people to recognize him and say that's one of the cowards of Broward.
Well, he's already out. His picture's everywhere. He retired from the force. This guy can't go anywhere now.
He says this suit has nothing to do with money. I want to be sure anywhere he goes in this country, he will be recognized as the coward that could have gone in and saved the students and teachers on the third floor.
Robert, if I showed you three pictures, can you point the guy out?
No.
Oh, my God. Can you, Jeffrey? I guarantee you show me three pictures, I go, that's the guy. He has white hair. His face is everywhere. He's going to get recognized.
I showed you three pictures.
Yeah, I won't look at all.
Of three police officers with white hair, you're going to be able to pick out that guy.
I'll point him out. My computer's down. Get three pictures up.
Okay. All right.
I'll be like, that's the guy. Because, oh, my God, every day he's in the news. This guy's a coward. This guy's a coward. He had to retire, Rover. You think he's not getting heat already for not going in?
Oh, yeah. All of his neighbors know. Everybody knows.
His family knows.
That's the guy that didn't go in.
Yeah, he's the guy that didn't go in. Hindsight being 2020, that's what I just feel about that in this case. Hindsight being 2020, you go, oh, yeah, you should have gone in. But he's there. He's the only cop there on the scene at first for the first few minutes.
School cop, though.
866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. Let's see. Luke, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning. Just to let you know, the Supreme Court has ruled that cops are under no obligation to protect anyone. It's I can't think of the case number, but it's a Supreme Court ruling.
But then what are we paying them for if they're not under
protect
an obligation to? But that's what it says right on the side of most cop cars, to protect and serve. So if they don't actually have to protect, what are we paying for with our taxpayer money?
You're paying them to write reports, pretty much.
Oh, come on. Get out of here. What about the oath they take?
Look up the Supreme Court ruling. I can't think of the case number or what it was, but it is an actual case number, and Supreme Court ruled that they are under no obligation to put themselves in harm to protect anyone.
The guy stayed outside, according to this article. Surveillance footage showed that he stayed outside for a period of 20 minutes.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Other cops are then coming up on the scene, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. So you have backup then. How do you not go in? Even by yourself, can't you at least turn the corner and start fire off some rounds?
This guy.
Into the crowd?
Into the guy. If you see him, just do, 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 do.
He'd been in law enforcement for 33 years. He's 54 years old. So since the age of 21, he's been a police officer.
It's a long time.
Yeah, it's not a year.
He didn't go in, and now he's taking all of this heat. I get it. We think that the guy's a jerk.
He signed up for the job. That's what he did.
So, okay, so what happens if there are 50 ISIS fighters mowing people down right here in this parking lot in Savannah, Georgia, and there's one cop who's a block away, and he comes and he runs over, he sees 50 ISIS fighters mowing everyone down. Is he obligated then to come in and just take them on single-handedly?
Well, this is quite a change of what happened, but...
Well, because we don't know. This guy didn't know what was going on in that school. He did not know. He didn't know. He didn't know if there was one shooter, if there were 10 shooters.
If that cop was whole pay, what he got paid to do is protect this parking lot, and then the ISIS shows up, I guess go in, because that's what you're paid to do.
So to go in single-handedly.
If your job is to protect this parking lot, like you said, and they're in the parking lot, that's
so
his
no
zone.
Matter what, you go in single-handedly.
I didn't sign up for this job because I wouldn't do it.
Tom in West Palm Beach, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Tom.
Yeah. Today, everything is filmed. So every mess up anybody has at work is instant, regardless of whether you're stocking shelves, on a radio, or a cop. I believe in that scenario, the cop's main priority was to gather information at that point in time. Start the backup rolling, let people know what's going on, and then make an entry. Unfortunately, his name is plastered. It was visible. You know, he was under security cameras and stuff. If you look back into the past, remember that plane crash in the 80s in Washington, D.C., where the people were stuck on the ice in the river?
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Okay.
A plane crash in the Potomac River?
Yeah, a lot of people survived, but then they couldn't get to them.
If you go back and find that video, I was in fire school years ago, and they talked about the lead senior fire officer on scene at that time when the people were visible in the water and on the ice. He was going back and forth, telling his men, do not enter the water. You are not to enter the water. Human instinct, enter the water, jump into freezing cold water to help those people. It was his job to secure the scene and his employees to prevent them from becoming victims themselves. And they said that guy, I can't remember because it was 20-some years ago, either that guy retired early, mental issues, or might have even committed suicide because he felt so guilty about preventing his troops.
Yeah.
From doing what they wanted to do. So sitting as an armchair.
I do remember one firefighter, if I remember correctly, did actually jump in. He must have defied orders, jumped in and saved a woman, and he was hailed as a hero. But he was almost killed because it was icy waters. It was like in December or January or something like that. And this plane crashed at a bridge and crashed into a river there. And some people were out. They got out of the plane. But they couldn't reach these people as the plane sank, and many people died, but more probably would have died if all of these firefighters jumped in. I don't know, man. I think that this guy, he resigned. I think that's punishment enough. I'm sure he feels horrible for what happened. Do you need this lawsuit? I don't think so. Chad in Grand Rapids, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Chad.
Morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
I guess my statement would be that I would rather die a hero than live as a coward. As a driver, I'm held to higher standards because I'm trained to. And I also believe that these officers, which, you know, I have previously helped train hand-to-hand combat with, that they're trained to be able to acknowledge and go in and assess and eliminate the threat. If I had my
but they also don't know if there's one shooter, if there's 20 shooters. I don't know as if you can ask one guy to just go into the school. You know, again, in hindsight, being 2020, we know it was one guy. Now maybe he could have saved some lives, but the person who is ultimately responsible for this, don't sue the police officer who didn't go inside. Sue Nicholas Cruz, the guy who walked into the school with an AR-15 and shot up everyone.
You wouldn't
That's who's responsible.
If your kid was in there and died and you knew a cop was outside.
Oh, I'd be, of course I would be mad.
You knew a cop was outside, didn't go in.
I'd be mad. I don't think I would sue, though, because that cop is not ultimately responsible for the death of my child. The maniac who took the gun in and started shooting the place up, that's who's responsible. I think we're being overrun by tour buses right now. We're in a parking lot.
A lot of trolleys have showed up.
Yeah, a lot of trolleys, sightseeing trolleys.
We're in old historic Savannah, and we're by the train museum, and we got surrounded by trolleys, and I think we're in their parking spot or something, and now the old people are getting restless because they can't find the trolley that they're supposed to get on.
I think we're in the spot of a trolley,
yes,
perhaps.
There's a lot of trolley conductors, I don't know what you'd call them, and they're just all surrounding us.
Woman in a wheelchair there is waiting to get on her trolley.
With a cane behind her.
She's cursing us out for not having handicap accessible bus here.
What's going on? Okay.
What are you looking at, Charlie?
B2's having a
heated discussion.
There's a talk.
I think they gave us a parking ticket.
With a conductor.
I
think.
Oh, there it is.
I see her.
I think
the colonel. She's talking to the colonel.
I think they gave us a. Well, she was mad that Charlie didn't say anything. Charlie saw some woman with a ticket machine.
A meter maid.
Charlie pointed this out, and Charlie doesn't point it out to anyone except for Jeffrey. And he goes, Jeffrey, this woman, I think she's here to talk to you. It's a meter maid who's writing us a ticket.
Yeah. And you can stop them. If they just start the ticket and you say, hey, wait, what are you doing? They might not write it, but once it comes out, they can't take it back. Yeah.
So I look out
there.
That's
expensive.
And I go tell B2, who handles all of our travel and parking and everything. She goes, well, why didn't Charlie go out there and talk to the woman?
No, that's not how it happened at all. She said, why didn't you guys do anything? Also knowing that you saw it, too, and didn't stop it.
Uh-huh.
She was more mad at you that you didn't go out. I don't know what's going on.
She never gets mad at me.
She was mad at you.
No.
She's actually mad at you right now. No, I don't think you're even aware.
No.
She's not mad at me.
She knows better than to get mad at me.
She's mad at you because you watched the meter maid, and then you didn't go out.
I didn't even. You watched the meter maid. You're the one who spotted the meter maid.
And how long
you took time to gaze at the meter maid.
How long?
Then you joked about it with Jeffrey as the meter maid wrote us out a ticket.
How long?
Then I got up because I looked outside. You didn't bring it up. Did you bring up the meter maid to me?
Let me finish.
Did you bring up the meter maid to me?
Let me start, actually.
Nope, he did not.
I did. I said to Jeffrey loudly, there's a lady outside. I think she wants to talk to you. Who heard that statement? You did. And you looked, and instead of walking out and talking to her and stopping her, you went and told B2.
It wasn't directed at me. Your comment was directed at Jeffrey,
and you were eavesdropping, because I know you were, and you heard me say it, and you looked and you saw the meter maid. You said, I think she's writing us a ticket.
I think that guy's at the door.
That is what I said.
What did you do? You could have gone towards the door where the meter maid was, or you could go get B2. You went and got B2. When B2 returned, she said, why wouldn't you guys stop her?
Or now you're going to do something, Jeffrey?
I saw blaming you.
One camera shot that somebody was at the door of the bus.
Blaming you, Rover. She was blaming you, not me.
No. You're the one that spotted this. You should have leapt into action.
No.
But instead, you joked about it with Jeffrey.
I think Jeffrey's going to have to pay this ticket.
This is going
to
be an expensive ticket if you got it on the bus. Taking up all these spots here.
There's a lot of
trolley
spots.
I don't do the travel arrangements.
Who's
I'm with Jeffrey.
If you're parked here, you're not supposed to be in a private lot, and they didn't know.
Were you supposed to?
But she set this up with the city of Savannah, I believe, is what she told me last night.
She's been out there for a while talking to the colonels.
Yeah, there's a lot of activity outside. There's a lot of...
I think we're going to have to let old people on the bus and take them on a tour.
That's what we did.
Savannah.
It was just don't give us a ticket. We'll take everyone on a tour.
Jeffrey, would you like that?
He's got a boner already.
Yeah, too crowded already. So,
I saw in the TA that we were at yesterday, they had a whole rack of penis pills in there.
Cool.
I said, B2. I said, should I take some of these? She goes, you don't need them. I go, I know, but I want to see if they work. I forget some of the brands that I saw, but there were like 10 of them. 10 different kinds. Extends,
Rhino,
that one's I've heard of.
Of course.
Yeah.
Rhino.
Yeah.
I don't remember the other ones. Yeah, I've taken them before. I took a Viagra before.
Real Viagra?
I took a half a Viagra and half a Cialis.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't tell my girlfriend beforehand because I wanted to gauge her, what she thought, unbiased opinion.
Sure, right. A blind study almost.
Yes. She was so offended that I did this. She thought that I like sexually assaulted her with this thing afterwards. I didn't tell her. Was there
a difference in your performance or your size or anything?
Nothing. No, it was exactly the same. I have like real nice erections, so like I don't really need it normally, but like
picture just, perfect, really?
The best.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't really change anything for me. She was just more mad that I didn't tell her beforehand. Like I committed, it was wrong of me
She's saying you deceived her.
Laws, I think, is this person's name in West Palm Beach. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning.
Morning. My best friend was a police officer, and pre-Sandy Hook, they were told that if there was a live shooter, they were just to stay outside the building and reconnoiter and set up a perimeter until they got reinforcements. But I think it was post Sandy Hook that they were told, if you got a live shooter, you go into the building. And I think this is standard procedure now. You go into the building, you try to engage the shooter. You don't even stop to see if you can provide first aid for anyone. Your main priority is to take out the shooter.
Sure.
Everything else.
Yeah. Threat. And that wasn't Sandy Hook. I think that was Columbine, because at Columbine, all of the police officers and everyone showed up. They all milled around outside for a long time while people were getting shot and killed inside. But that was the procedure at the time, was like he said, to set up a perimeter to assess the situation. But so many people were killed in the minutes after they got there and just were milling about, that police departments all over the country changed their procedure, and it is to go in immediately. So, yes, that is actually the procedure. But I don't think you're going to be able to win a lawsuit against this. All the guy's going to have to do is go into court and say, look, I heard so many shots that I figured it was 2 shooters, 10 shooters, 50 shooters. I knew I was outgunned. I could tell. This is what the testimony is going to be. I could tell I was outgunned. I'm a trained law enforcement officer for 33 years. I could tell by the type of weapon, the rapid fire, the caliber. I could tell just by hearing it that I was outgunned and I would be no match for the person. They're never going to be able to win this lawsuit. It's a tragic thing what happened in Parkland. Don't get me wrong. Suing this police officer, I don't think, is the right approach. And it may make the father of this poor girl who was killed feel better about it. But it's not, I don't think it's going to help the situation whatsoever. And I guarantee you that this police officer, I don't know him, never talked to the guy. I can assure you he has guilt and is torn up about this and has been every day since this tragedy occurred. If he could go back and do things differently, I bet he would. But this, again, hindsight being 2020, we can say that now. I do have to take a break. Let me go to Jim first. Jim, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Yo, Rover. The thing is this.
Yo.
The cop was screwed either way he went, all right? Because no matter what, 24/7, cops are always on duty. They're supposed to protect at all times. If there's a crime and the guy's off duty, he's supposed to protect you no matter what. And he can get in trouble for that. We had a case of that happened before when a Cleveland cop was off duty and didn't do anything. And he got in trouble because he didn't do anything. Now, if that cop would have went in there, they're told not to go in by themselves. They can't go in by themselves. And he was by himself. So either way, if he would have went in and people would have got killed, someone would have tried to sue him because he would have went in and he would have wouldn't have had no help or anything.
Yeah, right. I saw a guy being interviewed, a couple of days ago, and he said that, I think it was on Vice. This was one of these gun advocate guys. He said that if a person goes in, teacher has guns, if they give guns to teachers, if the teacher kills a few students in the middle of an active shooter situation, that's just tough. So be it. Because it's better to have the teacher kill those students as the teacher takes out that active shooter than it is to just let the active shooter have free reign. So if the cop had gone in there and shot up some people, those parents would probably be suing the cop.
You can prevent other people from dying, Rover. There's a trade-off.
So if you can save five lives and maybe one person gets shot by the crossfire,
jeez,
I think people would be okay with that.
I personally don't care who the bullet came from. I don't understand that.
I don't want
argument.
My kid to get killed.
I don't care if it's
you save five lives. That's the end.
Roger in Birmingham, I think it is. Good morning, Roger.
Yo, Robert.
Yo, what's happening?
Everything's good. Yo, Dieter.
Yo.
Hey, I don't want to get you in the Mike Schmidt situation, you and Charlie, but they're not meter maids. That's a hashtag Me Too thing right there. They're traffic control officers. Meter maids.
Oh, TCOs. Yeah, meter maid, Dieter. That's
Who said it first?
You said that. Dieter said that.
I've never used that term.
So you would know better than that, yes. Right? Sure, of course. All right, I've got to take a break. If you're listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m., you can continue listening or watching live at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app. We're going to be heading out to West Palm Beach tonight. We'll be broadcasting the show from West Palm tomorrow morning live. We'll have a fan meetup in West Palm. We'll tell you when and where. We'll give you all the details on that tomorrow during the show, so you can come out and meet everyone from the show. I think the last time we were here and we did a fan meetup, I don't believe Jeffrey was with us. Maybe, I don't think he was. Was he?
No, we were talking about that. No, he didn't come that one trip to Florida.
Yeah.
We went to Sarasota, then we went to West Palm.
Right.
Yeah, and you guys did the contest to see who could pull the bus. Right. I wasn't there when you guys were doing that.
All right. And Dieter won that contest.
What? Right? Fair and square.
Right, Charlie cheated.
Right, thank you.
All right, so if you're listening, West Palm only carries the show until 10. You can continue listening or watching at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app and all of our other stations as well. For the stations that carry the full show, we'll be right back after this with the news. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. If you see the bus, be careful. Inmates on a prison bus have a cleaner record than these guys. Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
We are live in Savannah, Georgia. On board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. Corey's running the board, I can tell. I see him in there. Bring that music bed down a little bit there, Corey. There you go. It's a little bit loud. There. All right. A real professional running the board in there. Now, dude, she had to leave, I guess, to go to the airport? Did she even say goodbye?
That's what she said. She said that yesterday. Yeah, she didn't say bye, though.
Oh, today. All right. So I guess we're not getting to the shizzy then.
No, unless Corey's going to do one.
All right. I guess we don't have the shizzy coming up then. She just left, like didn't say anything. She's out of there. I do find it a little bit strange. What time did she say the flight was
there
leaving?
There she is, Robert's coming back.
What time did she say? Noon? Why did she have to leave this early?
Why book a flight when we're in the middle of the show?
Yeah, to get down here and what? Start drinking and partying?
She's going to get down here at 3, she said, or something. To just sit around.
Right. Wants to party.
She's going to get down at 3. But we're not even going to be there. We're not getting there until the morning.
I know.
She's going to be there by herself.
It seems like she should have booked a
different
flight.
She probably has a hot date, some sort of rendezvous
with some guy.
Well, the afternoon show, I thought, was going to take her out. Luke.
Well, Jeffrey's...
I heard that Luke has a girlfriend, though.
Oh, I'll go.
Dude, she was, like, I think, really looking forward to that. And then she found out that the guy has a girlfriend. And the guy's like, oh, yeah, I can't take you out. And Doogie is like, heartbroken now.
They would be perfect together.
Why is that?
Well, he's kind of nerdy, you know, and Doogie doesn't really drink. He's in the bugs.
Doogie has crabs.
Yeah, she bugs us. Go ahead, Doogie.
Well, bye. I'm leaving right now.
All right.
You're getting there early.
What time does your flight leave?
12:20. I got to go.
Oh, wait, two hours beforehand.
Wow.
That seems early.
Oh,
even 2 hours?
Yeah.
Wow.
I've been yelled at personally for doing this same thing.
Well, I wouldn't let you leave it.
You actually told me no.
No, of course. I mean,
told me no multiple times.
There's no reason to leave at this point.
Why is she getting there so early? Why are you getting there at 3?
She's gone.
Unbelievable. Jeffrey's going to have to, he's been really pumped up. He's mentioned it to me a couple times now that he has a date to Billy Idol.
Yeah, dude, you said she was going to be my date for the Billy Idol thing.
Oh,
at the,
all right. That sounds like fun. Good.
Well, bring up what happened last time that they had a date and how, what he turned into.
A maniac.
What do you mean?
Remember, we were all in Vegas for the iHeartRadio Music Festival.
Uh-huh.
And remember, we were all at dinner, and you were with your fiance.
Yes.
So then Dougie, for some reason, said, don't worry, Jeffrey, you will be my date.
Uh-huh.
And Jeffrey pounced on this. Do you not remember this?
I don't remember
holding this. Holding hands, crossing the street.
Yeah, we were holding hands. Someone got a good picture
of that. I was so mad at Dougie that day that I don't recall anything other than
that. Oh, yeah, that was
the same day. And then we were all of us were at a country bar, and we had a drink, and then Dougie and I, there was a live band, and then Dougie and I did a little, we danced.
Yeah, but you would never leave her side. For a second, he had to be right by her. She goes to the bathroom. He waits right outside.
Like circling, like,
yes.
Like a vulture.
And then as soon as she goes, he's got his butt out, and he's running after her. To then grab her hand again.
Uh-huh.
You don't remember this?
I don't.
Oh, my God. It was...
No, I was really trying to... Dougie really annoyed me.
Oh, it was
I
mean, out of control. I
remember what the I remember what that was all about, too.
Explain it.
It was you and B2 got these lanyards that will... they had the big client party up in the upper rung of the upper
echelon
of the arena.
She didn't even know what they were for.
She didn't know what they were for, and she's crying foul because she didn't get one and B2 got one.
Right.
That was the basic gist of it.
Yep. That was the most uncomfortable dinner I've ever been at
Me
in
too.
My entire life. It was
as I hand out our credentials for everyone on the show, our backstage passes.
We have suite passes.
None of the other shows
have these passes, and we have backstage passes. I couldn't be more excited. We get to go walk around the arena with all these like superstars. We're talking Miley Cyrus, Kings of Leon, everybody, Ryan Seacrest, all these people. You just see on TV are now downstairs, and we have the passes to go mingle with.
So I hand out the passes to everyone on the show. Everyone's thankful, except for Dougie, who says, "How come I don't have this circular one that you have, Rover?"
Which you nobody even knows what it does at this time,
right? And I said, "You have everything you need, Dougie." And she starts. I mean, it turned into a huge fight. Huge fight.
Well, she said she worked so hard her entire life for this moment, and you were just giving it to B2, who basically just showed up.
Uh-huh.
So B2 is super uncomfortable because now she's like, this is so strange that this is happening.
And you're right. Dougie didn't even know what the circular
Nobody knew.
Thing was for.
I still don't even know what it was for.
It was for the, you know how they have like the platforms on the side of the stage? That's what it was for. That's what I told her.
Our
I go,
seats
it's not
were better.
That big of a big...
Our pass has got us to any place we wanted.
Your pass
in the
has
building.
Got you backstage.
And just
got
on
you
the,
everywhere.
On the floor. If there's an empty seat on the floor, I just walked up. We just sat down. Front row seats.
Everything. You have an all-access pass.
So then...
You don't need any of this other nonsense.
So that's going on. And then you start cussing. Man, were you cussing. And she starts crying. And now it's
but
really
she wouldn't give it up. She wouldn't stop. I think I was justified in what I did. I mean, every guy has his breaking point.
I'm not saying you're in the wrong. It was just so uncomfortable. So she worked her whole life for that moment, didn't get the pass, and then ends the night by holding hands and dancing with Jeffrey. Like, that's... She fell.
Really fall.
Yeah.
Fell far and fast,
and
didn't
crying
she?
At dinner. I've never seen anybody just crying at dinner like that. That was the most uncomfortable I've ever been.
Well, we don't. I hopefully we won't have a repeat of that. Although with her, you never know. We probably will. It will be something else that she feels. I flew all the way down here. We just rode on a bus, bitch, for 3 days to get here.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Shut your pie
Shut
hole
up.
About
You're in
it.
First class, honey.
Yeah.
For 2 hours.
Okay. So I'm sure there probably will be another big blow up while she's in West Palm when we're down there. B2 got us out of a ticket. They tried to write us $250 ticket.
Dang, I told you it was going to be expensive.
Yep.
$250. You think it's going to be $30?
And it's all Charlie's fault because Charlie didn't stop the meter maid. And so she went out. She sweet talked them. Then I guess we're parked in the wrong spot. We're parked in the trolley.
Whose fault's that?
Trolley spot.
Wait, who tells who to where to park?
Well, they
doesn't sound like
she tells the bus driver.
Doesn't sound like a Charlie fault. Wait, she tells the bus driver?
That's right.
Oh, so she picked this spot?
She didn't pick this spot.
Oh,
she
wow.
told the bus driver, here's where you're supposed to park.
Oh, and she told
probably
him.
Didn't tell him this spot.
Oh, wow. The
coach
place,
parking
the
is up there a little bit further.
Oh,
so that's where
That's where the parking should have taken place.
Yeah.
But or in the trolley spots.
What happened when you went out to go kind of sweet talk everybody? There's like a big group of old people all waiting to get on a trolley.
Yeah.
And you're going to go. B2's out there.
I wanted to go find B2.
And you open the door, and then I just don't really know what happened. What happened? Because there's a bunch of old people out there just staring at our bus and kind of look.
Well, I took a tumble down the stairs.
I just hear boom, 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 boom. I go, did Rover just fall?
In front of all those old
people. You're going out to take charge. Hey, this is my bus. You can't give me a ticket. And then boom, 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 out the door. And all the old people are like, he's falling. And he can't get up.
They all have walkers. They can barely walk. Fall down the stairs.
No, there was a towel. For some reason, there was a towel on the stairs because we've had this towel in the winter when it's snow and rain and all this to wipe your feet off as you come in. Well, now it's dry. There's nothing. So the towel, I step out of the bus, the towel just slips. The towel, like, gives way underneath me, and I slipped. I don't know. I hit my knee on something. This is going to be.
Oh, this is your thing now?
Yeah, you're going to be hurt for a month now with this knee problem.
It doesn't, like, it hurts, but just a little bit right now. But I know what's going
to
happen.
I'd love if you have to get like a hip replacement.
This is going to be, this thing is going to, on this trip, it's going to swell up to the size of a cantaloupe.
Yes. You need crutches.
I know that this thing's going to, and it's going to, I'm not going to be able to walk. Jeffrey's probably going to have to carry me around.
Or get a scooter.
Wheelchair, yeah.
Get one of these people's scooters out there.
I'll have to use your electric skateboard. I'll just sit on it. I took a little bit of it.
Every now and then when I walk upstairs with my left knee, every now and then I'll get a slight pain in my left knee, but I don't let it bother me.
Yeah, he's a man.
Yeah, I won't let it bother me either. This will be the last you hear me complain about it all weekend, I'm sure.
What's it feeling right now?
Hot.
Okay, so it's like...
Actually, it feels like a rug burn on my kneecap is what it feels like.
Did you look at it yet? Maybe it is just like a
I haven't
scrape.
Looked at it yet.
I don't think
it's a scrape. I just think it's... I hit it, and I think it's going to – I'm worried it's just going to swell up, but I don't
did you tear it, you think? You're like ACL?
No, I don't think so. No, I just the towel went out from under me, and I just – I was holding on to something. I don't know what I was holding on to.
So what'd you hit your knee on? Just the side of the door or something?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's a hard injury in sports. If you tear an ACL or MCL, that's a hard injury to come back from.
A four-day music festival is a lot of walking.
Uh-huh.
A lot of walking.
That's going to make sure that they do have, handicap accessible entrances and
you got
services.
The placard already, right?
Uh-huh. And probably get a little motorized scooter, walk around, put my food in the little basket in the front. I'll be living the life. I didn't know what this phrase meant. Yellow fever. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
What is that?
Having sex with Asian women.
Right? I didn't know that.
How have you not heard that?
Well, it's not having sex. It's being like
attracted.
You, yes, that's right.
That's the thing you're into.
Yes.
Like Philip from Rochester. I think that's his thing, right?
He loves Asian women.
Former producer.
So.
Oh, yes.
What's that?
Scott Taylor.
Oh, yeah, he's married to a Filipino.
You've never heard that term?
I'd never heard the term yellow fever before. Have you, Jeffrey?
Mm-mm.
Have you heard that,
I always thought it was
Dieter?
A disease or something.
That's what I thought it was, too.
Yeah, it was a disease.
Is yellow fever not a disease as well?
Sounds like it.
I never heard it as anything but a disease, but...
I'm the only one that's heard this?
I'm old, though.
It
seems like an old kind of term, like something that people in, like, in Vietnam would say.
Yeah, like, you got yellow fever?
Yeah.
Meaning that you're going to visit Asian prostitutes or something?
Yeah.
It is a real disease.
Yeah, it is.
That's the only way I heard of it.
Oh.
So I didn't know that there was a meaning for this. That but Whole Foods has partnered with an Asian restaurant. They have like a line of stuff, products.
Isn't there another fever?
Scarlet fever?
No.
Jungle fever?
What's that?
I would probably have that because of my liking black girls.
Oh, man. I've never heard that.
You have jungle fever?
Yeah, it's like, I remember I was watching an episode of Russell Simmons' Def Comedy Jam years and years ago, and Martin Lawrence, who was the host at the time, noticed an interracial couple in the front row. It's a white guy with a black girl. He just goes up to the white guy and goes, hey, man, it's a white guy at the front row. Hey, man, is that your girlfriend?
He goes, yeah, oh, you got jungle fever. You got jungle fever like that. It was hilarious. There was actually a movie called that. Jungle Fever starring Denzel Washington.
No, Wesley Snipes.
Oh, okay, whatever. Yeah, well, again.
They all look alike, Dieter, according to Jeffrey.
Okay, so, like, I'm not that versed in cinematic history, but, yeah, there was actually a movie called Jungle Fever starring Wesley Snipes.
Well, I thought this was a well-known term. Yeah, I didn't know.
I've never heard of this, but Asian, I'm sorry, Whole Foods, it was owned by Amazon, they partnered with this this business called Yellow Fever. And they sell, like, Asian bowls and stuff like that inside of these Whole Foods.
Well, there's only one question, then.
What's that?
Is this an Asian-owned place?
It is an Asian-owned place.
No point in complaining.
It is owned by a woman named Kelly Kim, who says that we have been a proud Asian female-owned business since our founding over 4.5 years ago. She is Korean-American. She said in previous interviews that she knows what the name Yellow Fever means, and she figured it was an attention-getting ploy. She says, one night we just said Yellow Fever, and it worked. It's tongue-in-cheek, kind of shocking, and it's not exclusive. You can fit all Asian cultures under one roof with a name like this. We just decided to go for it, she said in an interview 6 months ago. They did a news story about a year ago, and they said that Yellow Fever means a love of all things Asian, but there was some pushback at that time. They go, no, it's not really exactly what it means. But look, she is herself Asian. So who's complaining? It's probably not Asians that are complaining about this. Why would that even be offensive?
Because they're saying that their skin is yellow. Is that kind of offensive to them?
Is it?
I'm not Asian, but I'm saying they take it as, yeah, when you say like an Indian skin is red, they don't like that. You say an Asian skin is yellow, they don't like that.
What color would you like us to call it?
Lighter white.
Lighter white?
Yeah, I think that's, if I'm speaking for the Asians, I think they prefer that.
Lighter white?
Lighter
white. Lighter than who, me?
Like it, Rover. I don't know. This is hard to talk about because I'm not really Asian. Uh-huh. I'd say an off-white.
An off-white
would be better.
So if it was off-white fever, would that be?
That doesn't have the same ring, does it? Let's go to off-white fever tonight for supper.
I think it's wrong that you're just basing it just off of skin color at all. I think that's the problem.
But she's Asian herself.
No, that's why I said I don't think it matters because the person that is in charge of the restaurant is Asian. So. She wants to name it that? Go ahead.
Well, what if there was another derogatory term restaurant made by that person? Like, say, an African-American person owned a store that had, you know, a derogatory term. Would that be okay?
What?
Like what?
Say it.
Oh, you know.
You've got to say it for us to understand.
Well, I can't say it. I'm not African-American.
The N-word?
Maybe.
That's the restaurant's name?
You can't say that.
I'm just saying, no, that's
N-word
an extreme.
Fever?
That's an extreme.
Jesus Christ.
That's what I'm saying. What? I mean, is there, I mean, it's a little bit stronger, but
all right. So I guess a direct comparison would be a soul food restaurant called Jungle Fever.
If it's owned by a black guy, a female or male, I don't see a problem with it. If that's their choice to name it that, right?
Sure. I don't have an issue
if
with
Jeffrey
that.
Jeffrey starts
would that be offensive to you, Stintz?
No, I'm not offended by it at all because, you know, it's an Asian owned store. They're fine with it.
Yeah, if Jeffrey started that restaurant, Jungle Fever, and he served soul food.
There's a difference.
There's a big difference there, yes. I don't think that would be a good thing.
That, to me, is worse, the Jungle Fever, than the Yellow Fever.
Why?
Just the yellow just sounds like it's a color, but the Jungle Fever sounds like, oh, what are you saying?
Like you're comparing black people to monkeys
right,
or something?
You come from the jungle. Okay. That would be worse.
But if it is a black-owned business, it would...
Oh, yeah, that's his choice. Yeah.
Rich, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Rich.
Hey, good morning. I was just saying, hey, I was in the Navy for a long, long time, 23 years, and I lived in Japan for 5 years and been throughout a lot of places with the Asian persuasion. And we don't really use the yellow fever, not at all. We call them LBFMs.
What does that mean?
Little brown F machines.
Oh, little brown F machines.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Now,
yellow.
Did you get yellow fever yourself, Rich?
Oh my God, I married one, a Filipina.
He got a bad case of yellow fever, didn't he?
I got a bad case of it. Loved it. Oh, so good.
So good. He couldn't get enough. Rich, thank you. All right, I've got to take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap everything up. We'll tell you what's coming up on The Aftermath on RMG Plus. If you are not a subscriber of RMG Plus, you should sign up right now at roverradio.com, and you can watch or listen live as we do The Aftermath in just a few, little while here. We are in Savannah, Georgia, on board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. Stop at one to fuel up, get some food, and enjoy yourself on your next trip. They're nice. They have everything you need to stay refreshed, to
refuel.
You can replenish. You can refresh. You can do all of those at TA and Petro Stopping Centers. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. It's not your normal radio show. These guys are traveling around the country. Rover and his mobile home homies. Broadcasting from a bus. Now back to Rolling Glory 1. Fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. On Rover's Morning Glory.
We are live in Savannah, Georgia, on board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. Going to be here all day today, head down to West Palm Beach. I looked at my knee. It is scraped up.
That's probably a better sign that it's scraped, so that the pain you're feeling is just like a...
Is that thing on your ankle, too?
No, that's just from sitting on my foot.
That's a good way to cut the circulation off in your ankle when you sit like this.
Oh, yeah, that's rug burn for sure.
Okay, so that's actually probably... I'd be happy if I saw that because that's just like a little,
surface, right? Yes, right. Yeah, that would probably like keep me out of commission for a week or two.
Yeah.
Yeah, not months. But if it was deep months,
in your knee, you'd be going through physical therapy. It'd be a whole thing.
You got to skip leg day now for a couple weeks, Rover. 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
No more squats.
I hate doing that. I'll still do it with one leg.
One leg extensions?
Exactly.
And leg curls? Right,
one-legged squats.
Right.
Unlike with my knee, when I cut my knee, like I said, I cut so far deep that the doctor commented when after he sewed me up, I was like that close to completely severing the tendon.
Uh-huh. How'd you do that?
It was a playground axe. I guess I hit a buried stone or something, and it cut my knee so bad that, I was like,
did you like jump off the swings or something to land on your knee? Or
no. We were playing football in one of the fields behind the school, and I was like,
"Ugh." Oh, Snitch made doing? A.
I was limping.
Snitch made. I don't know if you can see anything on any of our external cameras over on this side. Maybe Snitch, but Snitch made an observation that old people have a uniform.
Yeah,
these women are all wearing exactly the same stuff. There was one that just walked by. I guess we can't see her, but. They all have, and at first I saw one, two, and it's like they're all wearing the same thing. Every single woman has these pants, but they don't go...
Capris.
Yeah, they go down to like the calf, I guess. Capris. Right about, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 inches
that's
below the
classic
kneecap.
Museum wear, garden wear, like a public garden or anything, a park wear. Amusement park wear. That's what old ladies wear.
Are they always white, too? You guys notice the color or no?
For the most part, I'd say they are.
Oh, no, I saw every... There was jean capris.
Yes.
Every kind of green. There were a lot of greens, olives.
That's definitely what all old ladies wear. I don't know the top off the top or what their top is. Does that vary, Snitzer?
Yeah, it looks like just some sort of loose
just
blouse.
Like a loose, loose blouse.
Why not wear shorts? I mean, why not go to the knee?
It's too risqué.
Yeah,
he's right. Too much leg.
You're also getting
why
older.
Why not then?
You don't
wear pants.
You don't want to shave.
It's too hot.
Yes, you don't want to.
Is that cooling you off, that 4 inches of lead that you're showing?
They say it takes 5 degrees off.
Oh, get out of here.
Every inch that goes up, 5 degrees come off outside.
Wow. Also, maybe varicose veins.
Might be you're dealing with veins. Too. You're dealing with some cellulite. You're dealing with probably don't want to shave anymore.
Oh.
Right?
So they just, they shave from the ankle up to 4 inches below the knee?
Yeah, mid-shin a little strip. Down.
Yes.
5 degrees for every inch of skin? Are you just making that up?
No, I heard that, Rover, before.
What is the...
There was this famous bodybuilder, Ronnie Coleman. I don't know if you know him. Eight-time...
Oh, I love him. I have all of his material.
Okay, 8-time world champion. And he used to be a cop and in Texas and was so damn hot. You know, he didn't want to wear pants. And, you know, he had to wear the vest where he goes, if you wear shorts, it actually takes off about 5 degrees. So if it's 115 degrees out with your vest on and pants, you wear shorts. And it takes off 5 degrees.
Oh, well, you said for every inch.
Oh, well, that I came up with then. I was figuring, every inch probably gives you a couple more degrees off. But he was the first guy to say, if you wear shorts, it takes off 5 degrees.
He was the first guy to say that, yeah.
Oh, this guy was a trendsetter, Rover.
Oh, man, it's crazy. Yeah, all those people that grew up in Las Vegas where I did, we didn't wear shorts until we heard Ronnie Coleman say, when it's hot out, wear shorts.
Nobody saw it.
The cop, there he is.
Here's Ronnie Coleman as the cop.
Shorts. That's exactly what he said. See?
These are short shorts.
That's him.
It's so much cooler because each of his nuts is dangling out of those shorts. My God,
dude. You found that. Oh, dude, 8-time world champion.
This is people what he wore on the force?
Yes. Well, they're hiked up. When he walked around, I think he pulled him down to mid-thigh. Uh-huh. But he was the biggest cop I've ever seen in my life.
Jeez. True champion. Dina really idolizes these guys. You love all these bodybuilders.
Oh, yeah. I know everybody that's won, you know, since Schwarzenegger and all the world champions. It's great. They have a huge
You like
following.
Watching just guys that are all oiled up and sweaty and just...
Oh, yeah, I can't get enough. The freaks.
I'm serious.
The freaks. Not like the natural guys. They just look like anybody. But the freaks that are taking so much damn juice, you look like a damn horse, like a thoroughbred. I mean, that's...
Would you rather look like a freak or be super strong?
Oh, the freak.
You'd rather look like a freak.
Yeah. Yeah, the strong comes in handy, but I don't like that just, you know, you do 1 reps or 2 reps. I like the actual...
Does anyone else find it strange that Dieter, two guys, Dieter and Jeffrey, are probably the most homophobic on the show, I would say. And Dieter's, if you paid me $1 billion, I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't even make out with a guy for $1 billion.
No way.
But yet you spend so much of your life staring at naked dudes.
Yeah, I'm not staring at them, Rover.
Get on a plane with this guy.
Oh, yeah.
He sits down.
Oh, God.
He buys himself a Muscle Fitness or something.
Flex.
It looks like gay porn.
Oh, my God.
Yes, it does.
I have a gay sex. There's a guy centerfold. Working out with dumbbells.
There's a centerfold of a naked guy in there.
I did that one time. I wanted to see who it was.
So
I also get a Playboy, too, to offset it so people know the Playboy's on top, and then I'm done. I have the flex.
But you've never thought to yourself, wow, this is weird that I'm looking at these guys that are all oiled up, flexing, and they're naked.
No,
I mean, they might be wearing a tiny little
thong. They got a Speedo on.
They're essentially... Dude, I mean, it doesn't strike you as weird at all?
No, because I know what it takes to get there and what they had to go through. And it's just, it's more of a...
It's a way of saying you empathize with
them.
There
you go. Yeah.
What's their body look like once they stop? Like, once this freak stops and he goes, I don't want to be as big anymore. Can you just stop cold turkey or will your body go to garbage? Or do you have to kind of wean yourself off of exercising to go back to a normal life?
Yeah, you see these guys now. Like, I saw this guy a couple years ago after retired. Yeah, he's definitely slimmed down. He's smaller, but yeah, he's not. He doesn't look anything like how he used to look.
But he doesn't look like garbage. Like
no. He still has muscle. He still works out.
You'd have
you'd
like
think he'd
loose,
be all stretched
no,
out,
like that's loose skin, like no. from a fat person almost.
Yeah, why wouldn't you have that?
But just
it's different. It's not like a fat person. When they have all that loose skin because it slowly comes out, and they still work out. They still have the great
look.
Physiques.
I have in Lex Luger. Remember how big and muscular he was, and I think he had some kind of. Neurological disorder that caused him to lose all that muscle.
What happened to him? Was he all flabby?
Or I don't know. He's kind of skinny. We interviewed him about that.
No, we
on
didn't.
The show. On the phone?
Lex Luger?
Yes, we interviewed him on the phone.
The Superman?
The wrestler.
The wrestler I'm talking about.
No, we've never talked to him.
I'm quite sure we have interviewed him on the phone because I was working on this show at that
what
time.
What does he look like? Okay, so great example. So this guy was super strong, lost. He couldn't work out anymore. What did his body look like?
I mean, he's skinny now.
But is it all loose?
No, it's not loose. No, I think he still finds a way to stay in some kind of shape.
Yeah, yeah, still, these guys continue to work out. They're just not on the juice anymore.
Oh, okay.
The extreme amounts of juice.
All right. Totally normal at theater. Just stares at naked guys on planes and all the time throughout his personal life. We are heading to West Palm Beach in, I don't know, maybe 12 hours, 10 hours, something like that. I don't know what time we're leaving here, but we're in Savannah, Georgia right now. We're going to head to West Palm Beach. We'll let you know where we're doing a fan meetup in West Palm. We'll let you know that tomorrow morning when we do the show. We do have some stuff to give away. Corey, the board op, is going to have to handle that. He's looking around confused.
30th caller, win tickets to see Rob Zombie and Marilyn Manson on their co-headlining Twins of Evil tour Tuesday, July 17th at Blossom Music Center. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com. Caller 30.
All right, 866-YO-ROVER. That was Nads, our phone screener, jumping in there to give stuff away. So caller 30, 866-967-6837. We have the aftermath coming up on RMG Plus. What do you have on the way, Charlie?
Coming up in the aftermath.
Corey's on it. We're going to talk about Rover falling down the stairs. Did Jeffrey see the Avengers? A full investigation. And we'll talk about Snitzer's cancer update and what people are willing
to offer. There's no way Jeffrey saw this movie, although he was supposedly spotted at a movie theater. I think he just slept. I mean, even a movie that you didn't like, you'd be able to remember the details.
Action-packed movie. The biggest action movie of all time, they're saying.
He gave it 4 out of 5 stars, too.
I can't believe that.
So he actually liked the movie, yet he claims he can't remember one thing from the movie?
He said it was long, too, so maybe he did fall asleep. He said it was 2 hours, right?
It was 2 hours. That's a good nap. Asleep, though. But see, here's the thing. My whole thing is that, I thought you guys were going to get right to it.
Did you show up on time?
Yeah, I did. I saw the opening scene.
What's the opening scene?
There was the opening scene. They were up in space. They were doing some kind of battle. And I think that's when they realized that Asgard was destroyed.
Asgard?
Yeah, that's the rule Thor is from.
Is that true, Charlie?
He is from Asgard. The opening scene from my memory was they were in the spaceship. And Thor was in his spaceship with Loki.
Yeah.
And Thanos takes over his spaceship. I don't know if it was a battle. Was it a battle, Snitzer?
I can't remember if it was a battle.
I just remember them just kind of like...
Did Snitzer see this movie?
Sucking in the shit.
Interesting. He can't remember.
Full investigation.
All right, that's coming up on the aftermath. If you're not a subscriber of RMG+, sign up now at roverradio.com, and you can watch or listen live. Have a great day. We will talk to you tomorrow morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory.
Bye.
Bye.
Rover's Morning Glory.